The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O. Are you
ready? Yeah.
You are now ready to start
on Star 88.
Good morning, boys and girls.
You're here early.
Yeah. Well,
what day is it?
Monday.
Are you ready to go?
Today is Monday.
I will see you Monday.
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 Mr. Monday.
You've got every excuse to freak out.
Why are you freaking out?
I'm not gonna freak out.
We are freaking out.
Don't freak out. I forbid anybody to freak out.
He's just freaked himself out.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
I almost feel like we can't kick off the show until we watch a cooler trailer than Grendel. Oh my gosh.
Dude, I'm reading an article about it. It was supposed to come out like a couple years ago.
Grendel?
Yeah.
Man, it looked like a pretty sweet trailer. I'm like, Steve, what's this superhero movie called Grendel? So we clicked on it, and I wish we could get our 2 minutes back.
Yeah.
Huh.
Gonna come out in September, yo.
Oh wow, okay. Don't waste your time watching that trailer.
I'm gonna see it.
Unless you're Finnish. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Monday. Dex and Steve-O, 609.
High today of 82 degrees.
Any yeah. rain? Anything happening this week?
I wish, man. It's just really, really hot. I must have given away my entire body weight in sweat last night. See if you can see. I don't know if you could tell. Like,
wow.
I am lobster red.
Got a little sun.
I actually had to, like, sit down yesterday. I started seeing, like, stars and stuff. Like, I got, like, heat stroke. Yeah.
Did you take a cool shower?
I did.
Yeah.
I've been drinking lots of water. I'm trying, but I'm still kind of out of it, honestly.
Aloe vera lotion or anything?
No, I should have.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, the sun. We live in the desert, and it's quite dangerous. And I forgot to wear sunscreen yesterday. And I am seriously like lobster red.
Told you to quit taking your shirt off, man.
I can't help it, bro.
Especially at those baseball games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I just...
Take your shirt off everywhere?
Well, no. I get sunburned all the time. If I do take my shirt off, I get pretty red. I'm about as white as they get. Oh, it is Monday. It feels like a Monday.
It does.
We need you, Starmie. We need you this morning. Encourage us. Motivate us. Lift us up.
We can do this, man.
I just hit a wall. I was fine at about 4 a.m. this morning. I'm like, I feel pretty good for only getting a couple hours of sleep. Yeah, not anymore. Kind of hit my wall already.
That's not good.
Just kicked off the show.
It's 6 o'clock.
We'll be all right, though. We'll be all right. 585 Live if you want to text into the show. Or you can call us at 338-3700. I don't have anything on the show today. Do you?
Good. It's good. I'm going to just rule everything today, guys. It's going to be a lot of nerd talk. A lot of outrage.
Oh, I'm kidding. I'm
Broncos
kidding.
Fans.
Oh, okay. Oh, football? You get football stuff?
I do, actually.
I know I put some Tom Brady stuff in your news this morning.
Okay.
You know, he's going to be on the cover of, what do you think he's going to be on the cover?
Madden?
Madden! Okay. And he did a pretty funny spoof about the Madden curse. We have to watch it during the break.
Okay.
I have a clip that we can play during the
That's
news.
It's a real thing, man.
The Madden
you get
curse?
You get on that cover for Madden and all of a sudden your season tanks.
Yeah.
Not the career necessarily, but he's going to have a bad season.
Well, the first video, he addressed his fans by breaking a mirror.
Oh, good.
Curses aren't real, he said. Second video is so funny because he shows up at this meeting and there's all these executives like sitting around a table and he shows up and he's in a bubble because they're scared the curse is going to injure him. So he gives this epic speech and just motivates all the execs. It's pretty good.
But it's Tom Brady. We're not supposed to like him.
He talks about playing till he's 75.
That's good. I believe it.
Are curses real?
What? Like what kind?
Like, can somebody put a curse on you?
I mean,
you ever heard of that happening?
I've heard of, yeah, crazies like, yeah,
yeah.
I was reading this weekend. We went to a bookstore because my 13-year-old is wicked into Shakespeare right now.
I saw that picture.
Gosh, it makes me so happy.
I kind of feel like he wants to just follow in your footsteps.
No,
or
actually,
did you make him read?
No,
this?
I picked him up from school last week one day, and it was like, "How was your day?" And normally it's one of those like, "How was your day?" And then it's like, "Oh, it was good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I did this.
Yeah.
It was good. Oh, yeah. What else did you? Well, I mean, that was basically it. You know,
typical
like,
teenager.
So I said, "How was your day?" And he said, "Good, man. We made swords and shields and helmets."
What?
And I was like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, we're reenacting the Battle of Magnagamagama from Henry V." And I was like, "Wait, what?" And he's like, "Yeah, Henry V, Shakespeare." Like,
no.
like telling me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know Shakespeare.
Shakespeare,
and I was like,
Dad.
I said, "Wait, what? I used to have a cat." I can't believe I'm admitting this. I said, "Jack, I had a cat named Shakespeare. Like, my dream was to teach high school students how to, like, properly enjoy Shakespeare."
Mm.
And he was like, "Oh, what?" I'm like, "Yeah." And so we're, like, on the way home, and I'm like, "I'm having a real conversation with my child."
Yeah.
And, dude, he's already read Romeo and Juliet, and he's already read, and he starts, like, talking to me about Romeo and Juliet and getting into it, the Montagues, the Capulets, all this stuff, and I was just like, okay.
Beautiful.
So we went to a bookstore and bought the complete works, and now he's reading my favorite. He's reading Hamlet.
That's great.
Isn't that weird?
That's a tough read.
And he loves it.
Yeah?
Because he gets it. And I'm like,
what? That's crazy.
That's so awesome.
That is good for him.
I was a huge Shakespeare kid. Loved
At his age?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I had the complete works, and I used to read all of his plays, and I was a part of a few different productions. Yeah. So it was really cool, but also weird, but cool that he gets it. Because I was like, I mean, come on, there's no way. So I started asking him questions, and I was like, no, he...
Oh, wow.
He full on understood. He got it.
That's great.
So he started reading Hamlet, and he was like, yeah, his dad's ghost just showed up. And I'm like, whoa, wait, spoiler, did you read ahead? How do you know that? How do you know that the ghost is his dad? Oh, well, it's in the cast. It shows you right here in the list of actors.
Yeah.
Or characters. Here you go. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're all right.
Didn't his school just get nominated for being one of the best schools in
the nation?
Yeah, in the country.
Yes, dude.
What was it? Was it ranked top 10?
It was
12th or something?
Oh, man, I wish I had the email because the principal sent it out
amazing.
To us, and I was blown away. Yeah.
Yeah, out of hundreds of thousands of schools, probably?
Yeah.
His school here in Albuquerque is ranked in the, I think it was less than, I think it was like 12.
Yeah. It was, now I need to, I'm going to have to go.
I couldn't believe it when Chrissy posted that. I was blown away.
Mm-hmm.
As one of the best schools in the nation.
Yeah. So this is according to U.S. News. It's, number one, as far as New Mexico is concerned.
New Mexico schools, but in the country.
Yeah.
I think it was close to the top 10.
Yeah, it was up there.
That's great, man.
Yeah. I wish I had it all right here. I was blown away as well. And he's crushing it. He's doing a really good job there.
He's reading Shakespeare. He's like 4 years old.
You know, took second in the state championship for archery, reading Shakespeare. I'm like, my kid... It's the Green Arrow.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
He's well on his way to be a superhero.
Yeah.
Good for him.
I text in saying 43rd, I think, nationally ranked.
Oh, 43rd? Well, still, I could have swore I thought it. Maybe I was looking at something else.
That's, I think, though. So who knows?
43rd.
People are saying
maybe,
that.
Maybe that's right.
But I mean,
but out of
thousands and thousands of schools?
Yeah, think about how many schools are in this nation.
Yeah.
Millions, probably.
Billions.
Probably billions. Probably right.
Yeah. Oh.
Right here in Albuquerque.
Somebody said, Shakespeare, Steve-O, your dramatic reactions to everything makes sense. It's true, man. I played Lysander in Midsummer Night's Dream.
Mm-hmm.
I've read Hamlet. I don't even know how many times. It is my favorite. Someday I'm going to get to the Globe Theater.
Did you ever download that app? Remember I told you about this app that you can put any sort of writing, if you could, I think you can convert your texts into Shakespeare writings.
Really?
Yeah. I told you about it, I think, last year.
I don't listen.
Yeah. You should do it. We should do a whole show where we just talk Shakespeare. We just convert it all.
Oh.
Well, maybe one segment. I don't know. Whole show. It's kind of ridiculous.
That would be ridiculous. Yeah. Actually, there is a Shakespeare app on the App Store. It's the complete works of Shakespeare for free.
It's titled Shakespeare Jack.
No, just Shakespeare.
No,
Shakespeare 41 Jack. Plays, 154 sonnets, 6
That's
poems.
Jack's superhero name.
What?
Shakespeare Jack.
Okay, that is...
Are you kidding me?
Why is that his superhero name?
Well, that's going to be his character name.
Hello, I'm Jack. I'm here to read Shakespeare by John Dowland, the Earl of Essex Gallard, Francis Cutting Greensleeves.
What? I don't know. I'm just reading something on a YouTube page right now.
Okay.
It's beautiful. What are you up to, Starmie? Text in 505-585-LIFE. How was your weekend? How was Mother's Day? How was Mother's Day, moms? Tell us all about it. Did you have a bad Mother's Day?
I called my mom and cried again.
Oh, gosh.
Let's see.
See, I didn't call my mom again because we already called her on Friday.
No, dude, are you kidding?
What?
You always call your mom.
I sent her a video.
It's Mother's Day.
There was a sweet filter on Snapchat on Sunday.
Did you send her anything? Like a card or anything?
No.
See, on Friday, Chrissy got a card from my mom. In the mail.
Mm.
A Mother's Day card from my mom to my wife. And I was like, oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no?
Because I didn't mail anything out to my mom.
I don't either.
I mean, I'm going to see her in a couple weeks. And so when I talked to her yesterday, it's like, well, I'm going to spend like a week with you in a few weeks.
Yeah, coming up, if you missed it, I have a clip of
no,
us crying.
Dude,
I'm going to play
no.
it. I put it together because it was amazing.
No!
We called my mom and...
She's crying.
She cried.
And she's making us cry.
Yeah. Sam Swan's crying. Steve-O's crying. I'm bawling. And then we call your mom.
Oh,
and you lost it. Sam lost it. I lost it.
I was talking to my mom yesterday about that very phone call, and I actually have an update on the story that she told.
Oh, man. That was a great story.
Yeah, dude. And gets even better. So
really?
Yeah. Got an update for you.
Can't wait to hear about it.
Gosh. Why are we doing that?
Well, because, you know, a lot of people didn't get to hear it. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, Starmie, they were bawling their heads off.
Yeah.
People were wrecking all over the city because they were crying. They couldn't see. Sorry about that. It was great radio, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hit the podcast if you missed it. What do we got on the show today? I got a letter titled, Don't Tell Anyone This.
Oh, wow. But they emailed it?
Yeah.
Thou shalt not speaketh words to thy neighbor and betwixt.
You got a twixt?
No. No, betwixt.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, don't tell anyone this. That's the title of the letter. We'll see what that's all about. A family gets kicked off a JetBlue flight over a cake?
Wow.
What is happening? What is happening? They got kicked off over a cake? We'll find out why. Apparently you're not supposed to bring a cake on board? I don't know.
What is going on with airlines, man? I'm glad we're driving to Arizona.
That's right. That's coming up here.
I gotta fly in October, and I already have anxiety thinking about it.
Yeah.
Although the airline I'm flying on hasn't had any stories in the news.
Mm.
It's all been like Delta and United and who's this?
JetBlue.
JetBlue. Not flying JetBlue.
What are you flying?
No whammies, no whammies, no whammies. Stop, American!
Oh, I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
Sure there are.
Well, yeah, it's because 2 times ago flying on that airline, I was stranded in Dallas.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Will Ferrell sang some Whitney Houston at USC's graduation.
Makes sense.
That's all you get. We'll do some more. A little bit. We'll go over the popular baby names this year. And we'll also find out what shows are getting canceled on TV.
Oh, man.
Maybe a couple new shows that are going to be starting back up. There's a show called Timeless. Did you ever watch Timeless?
You know, I felt bad because I saw the initial trailers, and I'm like, that looks kind of good. I'm going to record it. And then last year, New York Comic Con happened, and there was a roundtable discussion with the entire cast, and I was originally booked to interview them.
Yeah.
And then I got bumped, and I was like, never watching your show. And yeah. I didn't.
Well, I watched Timeless.
Mm.
And I lost interest about 7 or 8 episodes in.
Yeah.
I feel like they should hire me, and if I'm not into a show, canceled. It doesn't take a whole lot for me to be into a show. And yeah, if I'm not into a show, that you should cancel the show. And I made it about 7 or 8 in. Well, I find out, I don't know if this has ever happened before. They canceled Timeless, but because people freaked out,
yeah,
they brought it back for a second season. Ugh. Does that happen? Has that ever happened?
I think, yeah.
I feel like people freak out all the time over shows, but
right.
How much did they freak out to the point where they're like, okay, we'll just reverse what we said. Okay, second season. What? What do you mean?
Yeah.
There's been a lot of shows that have been canceled that people freaked out over. I didn't think that would be one that they'd be like, all right, well, we'll give it another shot.
I'm trying to think of what was the... There was another show that I watched. Was it called Breaking In? It was a Christian Slater show.
Breaking In.
And it had Michael Rosenbaum.
I don't know. Never watched that one.
Michael Rosenblum? Michael Rosenfeld.
Rosenbaum from Smallville?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so due to fan outrage, I actually have a list of 12 canceled shows that returned to television after fan outrage. Okay.
I guess if you make a scene, freak out enough, they'll reverse that decision. Yeah. I don't know if that's... What was that? Was that on Fox? Was Timeless on Fox, I think?
NBC.
Yeah, NBC.
NBC.
Okay.
Did you ever watch Jericho?
I did.
Did you freak out when it was canceled?
A little bit.
Okay, well, yeah. It came back.
What?
It was one of those ones that came back.
It did?
Yeah.
I don't even know. What?
Yeah. It was on from 2006 to 2007, and people lost their minds and forced CBS to reconsider renewing it for a second season. So it got a second season.
Huh.
But... It was canceled again after its second season.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, but I almost like that. If the first season, if there's a lot of fans that are into it, I feel like maybe you got to wrap it up second season. All right, we'll give you one more season and then wrap up the story.
Well, did you see Two Broke Girls?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's dope. That's
Dude.
Toast.
Yeah.
But that was totally like toast. 6 seasons, right?
Yeah, but they didn't write it with an ending in mind because they're like, no, we're coming back. We have stories to tell. So it's like in the middle of this crazy story and
Netflix. Netflix. That's when Netflix comes in. Mm. That's when Netflix is your savior. Mm. They swoop in and they're like, okay, cool. We'll give you a few episodes, maybe even a whole season. All right, we gotta take a break. We'll go over the box office. See how King Arthur did, which I didn't get to see. But I did read a bunch of reviews.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah.
Really?
Shout out to Blake. Remember Blake? Former trainer at Desert Forge.
Yeah.
RIP. Digging a hole at work. Hope you guys are comfortable.
Oh.
We are, Blake.
Blake.
Miss you, man.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Captain America, bro.
Been a while. Okay, we got to take a break. We'll come back, we'll do some headlines, and we'll check the roads. Good morning, Starmie.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88. Hey!
What's going on in the news today? Virginia Senator Mark Warner says Attorney General Jeff Sessions should not be interviewing candidates for FBI director. The ranking Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee called it inappropriate because Sessions pledged to recuse himself from investigations into Russian interference in the election.
For an administration that says there's no smoke there, boy, oh boy, they are creating more of this smoke.
Marvel and Disney's Guardian of the Galaxies Volume 2 continues to take the top spot. The film has earned $246 million domestically in just 2 weeks.
A large low pressure system continues to spin off the coast of New England. This will bring strong gusty winds and isolated areas of flooding along the coast. The heaviest rainfall is targeting Maine.
Europe's police agency now says Friday's malware attack has hit at least 150 countries.
North Korea launches another missile.
The Stanley Cup Conference Finals are in full swing.
My Warriors almost got beat by the Spurs in Game 1. Warriors were down by 27 points going into halftime. They came back and won it.
Wow.
Good morning, Starman. 634.
High today of 82 degrees. Traffic. Taking a look at the roads right now. It's a bit early. People are out there on the roads. Thanks for listening this early in the
AM. Hi, everyone.
Hi. No accidents to report at this time. Let's see. Everything's looking good. Moving right along. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. BearCanyonCrossFit.com. Or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Huge show. This is going to be the biggest show we've ever had on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So big, guys. I think you can handle it. We're looking at 34 days until Father's Day. 18 days until Wonder Woman.
Oh, wow.
11 days until Memorial Day weekend. Mm. Oh, I love that Memorial Day weekend. I looked outside when it was about, I think it was about 5:45 this morning. The sun was already coming up. So weird. This time of year is so weird. It just stays late. Oh, the sun doesn't go down. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm just going to be quiet. Didn't come out of my mouth the right way.
I'm believing you, man.
No, I'm done. I'm done, guys. Just done. Handing the reins over, Steve-O.
You're a football fan.
I'm a football. Well, I mean,
you buy season tickets.
I played football.
But something keeps you from making it to a game.
Okay.
Maybe you had stuff. Church. Kids.
Did you say I bought season tickets?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so you got these season tickets, so you end up selling them out, but you know that next year you're going to get back there. You're going to get to catch some games. Well, not if you are a Denver Broncos season ticket holder. Check this out. According to the Denver Broncos, season ticket holders who did not attend a game during the 2016 season had their seats revoked.
Oh. What?
Now, you might think, this isn't a big deal, right? They can just rebuy? Oh, wait. There is a 75,000 person wait list for season tickets.
Oh.
It is the biggest wait in the NFL. They have the longest home sellout streak in the NFL. 47 years they've sold out every single
game.
The Denver Broncos. I did not know this. So because their season tickets are such a hot commodity, according to the Denver Post, anybody who purchased season tickets but did not make it to a single game last year had their season tickets completely revoked.
Did they tell them this last year when got the season tickets, or they just threw the bomb on them recently?
Here's the crazy thing. Many were appealing to the team for their reasons why. One season ticket holder since 1977 cited lung surgery as his reason. Lung surgery, man. Another out-of-town fan sold his tickets to support his cancer-stricken mother, who has since died. All had their tickets revoked going forward despite the pleas to the team. They say this is all part of the Broncos weeding out process, and the team says it's completely legal. The Broncos season ticket policy states that every account is a license that is issued annually, excuse me, and can be revoked at any time.
So if they sell their season tickets, how do they know that? Because somebody's going.
Well, like I went to see the Buccaneers play the Broncos a few years back.
Yeah.
And I got tickets through Craigslist. And it was a season ticket.
So somebody's sitting down.
They couldn't make it.
They're using the tickets. So how do they know that they're not being used by that person?
A Broncos spokesman said the team uses technology to determine which electronic tickets hit the resale market and which are actually used by the owners of the tickets. That way, the process will put more tickets in the hands of actual Broncos fans. So 97% of all tickets at Mile High Stadium, 97% are season ticket holders.
I wonder how many of those are actual scalpers, you know, people that they're not really fans.
Right.
They just want to make money off of it.
And so that's why they're like, nope, we want to give them back to the fans.
Yeah.
So only 3% of ticket sales come from single game ticket sales. 97% of the stadium is sold out with season ticket holders.
Wow.
Which is why the team has a 75,000 person waiting list for season tickets. And the revocation of some seats has allowed 144 accounts.
Oh.
Yeah.
So yeah, that stinks.
Yeah. So only 14 accounts and 39 seats were upgraded prior to the 2016 season. So they were able to allow 144 new accounts this season. So it's, to them, it's a big deal. 75,000 person wait list. I mean, you're on that wait list for like 20 years.
How much is it for, does it say how much it is for season tickets? We're talking probably, I'm just throwing it out there. I have no idea, but 20 grand?
I mean, for good seats, sure.
Think about it.
Because there's only 8 home games, so even if, you know, 8 to 10 grand maybe.
There's a 75,000 person wait list?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Or maybe more like 1,500.
That's it?
I don't know.
1,500?
For the cheap seats, maybe in the nosebleeds, because you're thinking, what, $100 a ticket? Times 8 games, 800? I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. So the Broncos have the longest home sellout streak in the NFL. So obviously, a lot of the fans who had their tickets revoked are speaking out, and they are not happy about it. One dude, 69 years old, Mike Fletcher, has been a season ticket holder for 40 years, but was stripped going forward after the team said he didn't attend a game in 2016. He appealed to the Broncos, saying that his collapsed lung and lung reduction surgery forced him to sell his 2016 tickets. But the ticket office said that all of his tickets from 2013 to 2016 were sold on the secondary market.
Oh.
Of course, he says he has proof he went to games during that period, or that he gave his tickets to family members and bought a handicap seat for himself. Dude, there are so many people that are very, very, very upset.
I can imagine.
So,
yeah, there's got to be a small percentage of people that there's life happens, situations.
There's no way, really, that these fans are going to get their seats back, seriously.
They're done.
I guess the Cubbies did this a while back, they were allowed to block a ticket broker, because that's what he did. He bought season tickets, and then he'd sell them on the secondary market, and so they blocked this ticket broker from renewing his season tickets when a judge ruled that the team was within their rights to do so. And it says it in the terms and conditions
okay
for the
that.
Broncos as well.
I'm okay with that.
What's crazy is we're at a place in technology where sports teams can actually find out if you resell your tickets.
Yeah, what if you just give it to friends and family? How would they even know?
Right.
I can understand if they resold them, but
yeah.
If you just said, here's some tickets, we can't go.
Man.
Maybe they have facial recognition.
Maybe.
You know, at every seat.
Well, they did note that some fan appeals were actually granted, by the way. Such as the cases of health-related or military absence. So if you were deployed, you know, then they gave you consideration. So and they gave careful consideration to each inquiry, they said, including a review process.
Well, that's cool. At least they are looking at those situations.
Yeah.
And investigating them.
Yeah.
And then hopefully hooking those people up that deserve it. But I like how they're giving it back to the fans.
Yeah, because it stinks, man. You want to go see something and, you know, concerts sell out in moments. And then all of a sudden you go on eBay or Craigslist or wherever and ticket prices are quadrupled, you know.
Yeah.
And that's not cool.
Right.
I mean, I say it's not cool, but of course the people making all the money, like StubHub or, you know, whoever, right, are like, psh, it's business, yo.
Yeah.
We got in line.
Yeah. Man. Mile mm-hmm. High Stadium.
Mile High Stadium. Moving on. Last week, NBC canceled Timeless. We mentioned this, but fans of the show freaked out. So over the weekend, they decided to change their minds and renewed it for a second season.
Wow.
It's very, very rare that that happens.
Yeah, no kidding.
Man, I was thinking of shows like Community, I think. People freaked out and they got, Arrested Development?
Did you see Arrested Development's coming back? Netflix is bringing again? Back, I think, one more season.
Mm-hmm. Again, because they brought it, but they did, yeah, renew it. Other NBC renewed shows, Better Late Than Never, The Blacklist, Blind Spot, Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, Chicago PD. I don't watch any of these.
I do.
Dateline NBC, The Good Place, Great News, Little Big Shot, Shades of Blue, Superstore, Taken, This Is Us, The Voice, and The Wall.
I watched Blind Spot's, one of my faves.
Yeah.
That's the one with the girl with the tattoos.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
FBI type
she
girl.
Was Sif in the Thor movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and This Is Us, of course. Taken, I fell off after the fourth episode. That'll probably... I can't believe they actually renewed that.
I guess I could have just said all the shows are not bringing back because it's easier. Aquarius, The Blacklist, Redemption, Emerald City, Grimm, Powerless, and Celebrity Apprentice. There hasn't been anything official about Celebrity Apprentice, actually, but they're assuming that...
Yeah.
There's no way they're bringing it back.
No.
They also renewed Law & Order SVU for a 19th what? Season.
That's crazy.
The original Law & Order and Gunsmoke lasted 20 seasons, and so this is second all-time for longest-running shows.
Yeah, Grandma and Grandpa and Mom and Dad, they love those shows.
Never seen it. Never seen it.
Really?
Yeah. So, speaking of This Is Us, this was crazy. They are taking a big risk with This Is Us. It landed the post Super Bowl spot, which I think makes sense because it's This Is Us.
Yeah.
I love that show. So you watch the Super Bowl? This year I'll be rooting for the Pittsburgh Steelers just so we can see Jack's team make it.
Yes.
Because then right after the Super Bowl, This Is Us.
It's the first time in 36 years you said the words, he's my brother.
Oh, gosh. Not only did it land the post-Super Bowl slot, but they're planning for a Christmas special as well. They're doing this because they want to make sure it stays alive and relevant, considering they've decided to move it to Thursday night.
Okay.
Now, you might be wondering, like, why is that a big deal? Well, the show is always on Tuesday nights. No real interruptions. But NBC, when it comes to Thursdays, things change, my friends. Here's some of the things that are going to interrupt it. The Winter Olympics. 5 weeks of Thursday night football in the fall. And then, of course, the Super Bowl idea afterwards. But so we're going to get This Is Us for like 4, 5, 6 weeks. And then it's going to go away for like 6 weeks. Thank you, football.
I can't stand it.
And then it's going to come back. And then it's going to go away because of the Olympics.
Steve and I were just talking about this off the air. Designated Survivor was... Man, that was a huge show that
kicked off. I really enjoyed it.
The beginning of the year. And they did that where, what, they played five or six episodes,
like,
and then all of a sudden they took this
back in April
2 month break.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I didn't go back.
Yeah, you didn't go back. I almost didn't go back.
I quit watching.
I almost didn't go back.
Is it, watching?
Yeah, I mean,
is it worth watching?
It's good. I mean,
it just got so far behind that it's like, man, there's too many. Same with 24. Mikey,
it's on a break right now.
Yeah.
24 is on a break.
Gave up. Don't care.
Why would they do that?
Well, they moved it to Thursdays because back in the day, NBC had, what was their big Thursday? Must-see TV.
Mm.
So they're bringing back the quote, must-see TV slogan, and they think This Is Us being the best show on television. We'll carry it along with the revival of Will and Grace. Will
really?
And Grace is coming back, and that's going to be on Thursdays as well. So it's going to get, you know, a nice time slot, and it's going to get the Super Bowl telecast. They wanted to recreate must-see TV, they said, and, you know, they were hesitant about the move to Thursday, but they think that moving it there will create greater buzz than it will be a detractor, considering it's going to come and go and come and go.
Yeah.
Man, I hope.
Big three?
Big three!
Big three!
Big three!
It's the greatest show on TV, guys. So good. If you have not watched This Is Us, you have to.
Yeah. Thursday will be Will and Grace, Great News, This Is Us, and then Law and Order, True Crime.
True Crime.
Yeah. So there you go. I don't know how I feel about that. Speaking of 24, sad news today. Actor Powers Booth passed away at the age of 68.
Well, bye.
He played the Air Force pilot who joins up with the teen rebels in the original Red Dawn. He was in Tombstone. He was on Deadwood. He was in the Avengers movies.
He was a great
Agents
actor.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He's been in a ton of stuff.
I want you to know it's over. Well, bye. You smell that, Bill? It smells like someone died.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
Tombstone.
So good, Tombstone. Guys. We're not talking about the pizza.
Yeah. Powers Booth died in his sleep from apparent natural causes. He was 68 years old. Mm. His death first broke online through longtime friend Beau Bridges, who tweeted, "It's with great sadness that I mourn the passing of my friend Powers Booth, a dear friend, great actor, devoted father, and husband."
That's too bad.
Yeah, I know. What a phenomenal actor. He was only 68 years old and died of natural causes? Life is so short, guys.
He lived my dream. He lived my dream.
That's actually true. See, do you really want to go out at 68? He was still like doing TV shows, and you're crazy, man.
I'm a little jealous. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Moving on. Box office results are in because, you know, it's Monday. We like to talk about the box office results. Literally no one is surprised by the fact that Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 had zero trouble holding on to the number one spot. It made $63 million.
But what about King Arthur?
Yeah, here's the big deal.
Whoa.
King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. It cost upwards of $125 million to make.
Oh.
$125 million. Before, this was before advertising.
Oh.
So that's to make the film. So we don't even know how much they spent on this movie. Because it was all over. TV, yeah. It's all over everywhere. So the marketing of this film.
Yeah.
So who knows how many millions of dollars they spent. Well, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, raked in a solid $14 million.
Oof. Oh. Well.
It. Bomb.
I kind of feel like that was a bad weekend for...
Well, yeah, I mean, it's Mother's Day weekend. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 made $63 million,
still
which
got
is
the Fate
insane.
And the Furious in there.
Number two, actually, was a surprise hit, quote-unquote. Snatched came in second at $17.5 million. That's the new Amy Schumer, Goldie Hawn film.
Yeah?
I mean, it's about a mother-daughter.
They beat
and it
King
came
Arthur?
Out on Whoa. Mother's Day weekend. However, according to... you know, movie insiders, they said that's still considered a, quote, flop to them because her last movie, what was it, Trainwrecked? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Made about $30 million. So they were expecting it to make about that because I can't remember how much it cost to make, but a considerable amount more than $17.5 million.
Yeah,
but
I feel like you got to stay away from Guardians of the Galaxy. You know, like you probably should, like a month away from Guardians, that's when you open up, when you go and,
Maybe. I mean, it's its second week for Guardians, but yeah, King Arthur.
$63 million.
I want to know if anybody saw that.
Listen, this is what I always do. I always go to Facebook, Instagram, and read what people have to say.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. I was there for about 10 minutes reading comments. I didn't hear one negative thing about this movie.
About King Arthur?
From people that went and watched it. Everybody said they were absolutely blown away because most people said they went in not expecting a whole lot.
Right.
And they came out just, that was a great movie. A lot of people said you got to watch it in 3D. But everything, I was looking for somebody to say it was a bad movie.
Yeah.
Not one. Not one person said it was a bad film.
Okay.
I read hundreds of comments.
Hundreds, guys. He reads.
Hundreds.
He reads a lot.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. I wanted to see it too.
Maybe it'll create a lot of buzz. That's what happens sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah. Somebody wanted to know, going back to earlier, if they say they're canceling shows to see if people will actually respond.
No.
No, you think they're just like, nope, not enough.
Yeah.
This one's on the fence.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happens, man. It's a business. If you don't hit those ratings,
man,
you get the axe.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, with movies, it's a little different. And so King Arthur's just going to be considered a flop, which is too bad because Charlie Hunnam, you know.
Jack Steller.
that doesn't bode well, like, for his career, man.
Maybe all the comments were from women. I never really, maybe all the ladies were the ones who were saying it was the greatest film of all time because of, well, him.
Yeah. That could be it.
Yeah.
It's also got Jude Law, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
You know what? I'm going to go watch it right after the show.
No,
I'll give you a full review.
Okay. I almost feel like that's a good idea. Find out why these movies are so terrible. Speaking of terrible, last week we mentioned Steve Harvey. And the dude got in some hot water because he sent out this email and people were mad because basically he didn't want to be ambushed. He doesn't want people to bug him at work.
Get in my dressing room, man.
Like, don't just walk into my dressing room. Don't just approach me in the makeup chair. If I'm walking down the hall, don't just run up to me. No ambushing me. If I'm in the bathroom, don't wait for me outside the door. Make an appointment with me. Well, people didn't like that. But he's responded. Steve Harvey says he has no regrets and offers zero apologies for instructing his staff not to bother him when he's in his dressing room, in the makeup chair, or in the hallway. He told Entertainment Tonight, quote, I've always had a policy where you know you can come and talk to me. So many people are great around here, but some of them just started taking advantage of it. Mm. If you come out your house, you don't want anybody on your porch waiting on you. You walk to your car. You don't want people bothering you on your way to your car. Everybody wants the freedom to be able to move around. I just didn't want to be in this prison anymore where I had to be in this little room, scared to go out and take a breath of fresh air without somebody approaching me. So I wrote the letter. I don't apologize about the letter, but it's kind of crazy what people who took this thing and ran, man. He said he thinks the letter was leaked by a disgruntled employee who's upset that the show's moving from Chicago to L.A., The New York Post says he skipped the rap party for the show so he wouldn't have to deal with anyone.
See, we kind of mentioned that. When the news first broke, we kind of mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it's a situation where people started taking advantage of it because you're the nice guy.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Immediately. So,
people
I don't know.
Just randomly walking into your dressing room or stopping you on the way to the bathroom.
We did mention the Steve Harvey show was moving from Chicago to L.A., and he was not bringing a bunch of his staff with him. So
yeah, that's probably what it is.
Yeah. Finally, in television, I got some random things, including the status of New Girl. There was some talk, actually, that Fox was going to put an end to New Girl, but they've renewed it for a seventh season, sort of.
Oh.
It's definitely going to be the last season of New Girl, and it sounds like they're only going to do a partial season with 8 episodes.
Wow.
Yeah. CBS canceled Two Broke Girls. It lasted 6 seasons, if you can believe that it lasted 6 seasons.
I never watched it.
I'd never seen it. We interviewed somebody from Two Broke Girls, remember?
Yeah.
He was really nice.
He was.
CBS also axed The Great Outdoors after just 1 season. Never heard of it.
Is that the spinoff, or I guess is that from the movie?
I don't know.
The Great Outdoors?
Oh, the classic. John Candy. I don't know. Like NBC, Fox isn't done with musicals. Over the weekend, they announced they're doing Rent, as well as A Christmas Story, based on the Broadway adaptation of A Christmas Story, the musical. NBC is going to be doing Bye Bye Birdie with Jennifer Lopez in December. We mentioned this already. NBC is so high on This Is Us, they decided to give it the post-Super Bowl slot next February, which is huge. And lastly, does anybody watch Riverdale?
I do. Leslie,
do you really?
Yeah.
Do you know who Reggie is?
Yeah, it's Reggie. Well, you know. Sorry. There's a show called Reggie.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, right? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, wait. Reggie on Riverdale?
Ross Butler, who's the actor playing Reggie on Riverdale, is being recast for the second season.
trying to remember who Reggie is.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why he's being recast. What? Beginning on season two, he's going to be played by Charles Melton, who was on Glee and American Horror Story Hotel. Ross Butler played him on season one, but his schedule got busier with the success of 13 Reasons Why on Netflix.
Okay.
No, so he's like, sorry, guys.
Yeah, he wasn't a big deal. Nobody.
13 Reasons Why season two.
Yeah, of course. He wasn't a big deal on Riverdale.
He wasn't?
No.
But it's Reggie, man.
No, nobody knows.
Well, he's recast. Charles Melton will be playing him.
Yeah, but if you don't know Riverdale, it's a takeoff of Archie the comic. Yeah. All the characters in Archie. It's really good if you're into like teenage high school shows.
But is it?
Yeah. It's pretty good, guys.
But is it?
I'm a big fan. Oh my gosh, we got to go to break. Holy cow. 585 Live, you want to text into the show? We got a letter coming up. We'll talk about baby names. Will Ferrell sing some Whitney Houston at a graduation. We'll be right back. Disciple, God is with us. It's Star 88. Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm not. It's Monday.
Come on, man.
Monday.
Get over the Monday blues. Ain't nobody got time for this. I was up all night last night, actually.
Yeah, I was too. Our friend Shannon, you know, Shannon.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Buck and Beck Shannon.
Yeah.
She's moving back to Atlanta today. My wife is driving out there with her and her kids. So we were trying to get their house in order that they've been staying in. So we were up pretty late last night. My wife's going to be gone for a whole week.
Dang.
I think. A week? Man, I don't know. Something like that.
Okay.
I think that's what's happening.
I feel like that's something you should know.
Yeah, well. Anyways. Welcome to the show, everyone. Dex and Steve-O. 708.
High today in the low 80s. 81, 82. Taking a look at the roads. Some construction happening. Academy Road between Ventura and Eubank. It's reducing everything to one lane over there. Also, Wyoming Boulevard South at Montgomery. There's some construction there causing some slowdown. No accidents to report this morning. Let's look at traffic. Traffic brought to you by For the Good Screen Printing, live printing, graphic design. Learn more at forthegood.com or 505-508-5658. That's 505-508-5658. Thanks again to For the Good for their support of Star 88.
Would you like to talk some baby names or would you like to do a letter? You pick.
Oh, gosh.
You pick.
Well, I feel like baby names is up my alley.
Uh-huh.
Because I may have some insight into the nerdness of baby names.
Oh. I think we're speaking the same language.
Are we? Okay, because I saw something in the news, yesterday? And was a little
surprised. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can relate to this.
You know what?
I can too, because I named... Well, no, it doesn't count. I named one of our... Well, no, I named both of our dogs. We had a dog named Seth, and it was Seth from the OC. And then we have
Vader. You're talking about a dog, bro. This is much different.
I know,
a child.
But there are kids.
This is
too.
A human.
I know. I'm trying to relate.
I'm sure the Stormy's going to chime in with all of the crazy reasons why they named their kid whatever they named him.
Guys, Kylo is a really popular baby name this year.
I cannot believe this is real.
Yeah, people are actually naming their kids Kylo after...
He murdered his father!
After Kylo Ren, the villain in the new Star Wars trilogy. It jumped almost 2,400 spots.
Yeah.
It was number 3,269. Well, it jumped to 901. What? The second biggest jumper was Creed, which, that was one of my favorite movies.
Apollo Creed.
You saw that, right?
Yes. That movie was fantastic.
So good.
I saw that on an airplane. Where was I even going?
Oh, yeah,
was that New York? I can't remember.
I think it was.
And I sobbed.
It was so good.
Like, sobbed on an airplane.
Yeah.
I was so mad.
Oh.
Nobody told me.
I think it's almost my favorite out of all the Rockies.
It's really, really good. But Creed, man, really? Because I immediately thought of, I did not think of Apollo Creed.
No.
Guys, we're naming our kids weird things. Yesterday, actually twice over the weekend, on Saturday, I felt so bad. Poor Brody. He's never met another Brody. Like, he's Brody. And on Saturday morning, the first baseman for the other team on his, you know, the T-ball team he was playing against, his name was Brody.
What?
And so Brody bats. Boom! And so he's running to first. Woo! Running, and they're going, Brody, get the ball! And Brody stops. And he's like, oh, what? And they're like, get the ball! And he's like starting to run. And I'm like, no, Brody, go to first! And so like it was hilarious, dude. First time ever. Poor dude didn't know what to do.
No, Brody, get the ball!
And so when he came back into the dugout, I had to tell him, hey, man, there's a kid on the other team named Brody.
Oh.
If that Dodger parent is yelling,
yeah,
Brody, they're yelling at the other Brody, okay? So you don't listen to them. You just listen to coach, okay?
Yeah.
So you make sure you're doing the right thing. You just run to first when you hit that ball. Don't even worry about anything else. Yeah. But he was so confused. And then yesterday, we're at Luke's baseball games at a different field, and some dad just starts, Brody! Blah, 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 blah! And poor Brody's like, huh? You know, and I'm like, oh, no. Why are all these Brodies popping up?
Man, that's a popular name now.
Well, they're younger than my kids, so I'm just going to assume they're listeners, and they thought it was a cool name, and they're ripping me off.
That's a good call.
It's a little bummed.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens, man.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I take ownership of the name.
A lot of listeners over the years named their kids Buck and Dex. It happened. At least 12 times.
Okay, that's never happened.
For girls, is this Kailani was the biggest mover from 3,359. That was the position he was in, to 872. It's almost 2,500 spaces.
Oh, Kailani
Parrish. Yeah, that's a singer.
I thought they were trying to do like a girl version of Kylo.
Yeah, Kailani Parrish is the singer. I don't know who that is. The name that dropped the most was Caitlin. Oh, my niece. She's
Isn't that
Caitlin.
Like the princess?
I don't know. Actually, the four names that dropped the most were four different variations of Caitlin.
Wow.
So, just spelled differently. All four fell out of the top 1,000 last year. Let's see. Caitlin. For boys, Noah took the top spot.
Wow.
Followed by Liam, William, Mason, James, Benjamin, Jacob, Michael, Elijah, and Ethan.
Wow.
For girls, it was Emma, followed by Olivia, Ava, Sophia, Isabella, Mia, Charlotte, Abigail, Emily, and Harper.
Ooh, Harper.
I like Harper.
Harper's great.
That's a cool name for
a
girl.
That is a cool name.
Harper?
Man.
It's even a good boy name.
Harper.
Harper.
Mm.
I feel like that's a character in a movie or a TV show I watch. Harper.
Did you name your kids after any weird things? Like, or any quirky?
No, we didn't. I don't know.
No?
No.
You guys just thought, these are the good names.
I know we battled over names.
Well, yeah.
But, and I don't know why we settled on Landon, Jaden, and Caleb. I'm not sure why. I mean, that's just...
You named Landon after Lando Calrissian. That's what you told me.
Oh, that's not true.
You gotta give Han more time.
He hates when we call him Lando.
What?
Yeah.
You need to talk to him.
Well, he doesn't mind anymore because I seriously call him Lando all the time. But
Lando!
First, he didn't like it. So here you go. There's some popular names out there, guys.
All three of my kids are named after characters. You really don't have like any reference for your names?
Nothing. I got nothing.
Wow. Am I the weird one or are you the weird one? Because Kylo took a big jump in baby names. So maybe you're the weird one.
Maybe. Maybe I am.
There's no, like, it wasn't like, oh, this musician or this author or this nothing?
No. I'm at this website where it pulls up,
weird,
like, names. My name, Dex, isn't even in the top 1,000.
Wow.
Not a lot of people have the name Dex. It's
what about crazy. Brody?
Brody?
I want to know how popular that name is now and be sad.
All right. That's getting pretty popular here.
Dang it.
It's ranked in 2016. It was 135.
He was born in 2012.
So it was ranked 91. Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Oh, Harper is David Beckham's daughter's name.
Oh.
And that's probably why.
Okay.
Somebody said, yes, that's Caitlin, like the princess formerly known as Bruce.
Yes.
That's, okay.
Yes.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
What do you think the...
Somebody else said Harper is from Wizards of Waverly Place. See, people are already... There's multiple places, so maybe that's... Wow.
505-585-LIVE.
Somebody wants to name their kid Darth for real. Do not name your kid Darth.
Yeah, I don't know about that,
guys. They're going to be like, Garth? No, Darth. Rarth?
Yeah.
Ralph. I was way off. Okay. Is this real? Somebody said my son Octavian is named after the small Roman dude in Night at the Museum. Octavian?
Huh. I don't know about how I feel about that one.
Another person? Oh, it's Blake. Chimed in and said our son's names? Fox and Draven. Both character names. Is it like Fox Mulder from X-Files and Eric Draven from The Crow? Because that'd be cool.
Fox and Draven?
That's what I thought
of. Those are pretty...
Fox Mulder and then Eric Draven from The Crow. That's what I thought of.
That's crazy.
Yeah?
Fox and Draven?
Those are cool names.
I've never heard that.
I used to know a fox.
Huh.
Yeah. Cool dude.
All right.
Somebody said one of my close friends named both of their sons from Star Wars, Ren and Anakin. No joke. Really? Ren.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah. But when I think of Ren, I think of Trainspotting.
I think of Ren and Stumpy.
Not Kylo Ren. Yeah, all three of mine. Let's see. Jack? Yeah. Jack was from 24. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Sorry, just, you know how many people are freaking out on the Caitlyn thing? Seriously, so many people chiming in saying, dude, Caitlyn went south because of Bruce Jenner.
Probably.
That's
right.
Seriously why.
Yeah.
People didn't want to. Wow. Anyways, yeah. Yeah, Jack came from, I would say 24, Jack Bauer.
Yeah.
Chrissy would probably say Captain Jack Sparrow, but they came out at like the same time, and I was fighting for Jack Jeter because I'm like, it's just such a strong name. She was like, no, no, no. And then Pirates of the Caribbean came out, and she's like, cool. Luke, pretty obvious.
Right. Yeah.
Because I really did say...
Cool and Luke, man. It's one of your favorite movies.
I mean, no, that's not it at all, actually. But I did say that, Luke, I am your father. That was one of the very first phrases that came out of my mouth.
He's such a nerd.
And Brody, actually, there's two reasons. Brody from Mallrats, played by Jason Lee.
Uh-huh.
But then also Joey Belleville. I didn't want to name my kid Joey. Or Jose.
What's wrong with Joey?
Joey's real name is Jose.
You know that's my real name.
Your real name's Joseph.
No, it's Joey. It is. I mean,
no, but
Leslie calls me Joey. My mom calls me Joey.
But Joey's real name is Jose. And I'm like, I'm not naming my kid Jose Jeter. Jose Heater. So his nickname's Brodus.
Yeah.
And so it was like this variation of Brodus. We did Brody and Brody from Mallrats.
Yeah. I found an annual list of the weirdest names.
Yes! By the way, Blake chimed in, and I was totally right. X-Files and The Crow.
Really?
Yeah!
Good for you guys.
Yeah, I'm a nerd.
Hope they don't get bullied. Kobe Buffalo Meat. Remember that guy? Kobe Buffalo Meat? He was the Illinois State football player named Kobe Buffalo Meat. That's one of the top weird names.
Kobe Buffalo Meat.
Yeah. Sultan McDoom.
Sultan McDoom?
Yep.
That is the best. This is my kid, Sultan McDoom.
Yeah. Aphrodite Bodycomb. That's a real name, guys. Aphrodite Bodycomb.
Wouldn't it be Aphrodite?
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. I feel
Aphrodite
like
Bodycomb.
Either way, it's weird.
Marmaduke Treble. Cock. Marmaduke Treblecock.
Are you serious?
That's a real name. Yep. Here's a fancy one. Chardonnay Pantestico. Chardonnay Pantestico.
You gotta stop reading these. Here's
my daughter Chardonnay. Fortunate Sithole. That's a real name, guys.
First name Fortunate?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Last name, Sit Hole.
Somebody just chimed in and said, my name is Honey Delilah. Not sure what my mom was thinking, but I turned out to be a nice person.
Oh.
Honey Delilah. Oh. There's actually a guy named Darth Vader.
Really?
Yeah, somebody just chimed in and said, saw the story on this last week. Look it up. There's actually a dude named Darth Vader. Oh, gosh.
Quindarius Monday. That's another weird name.
Quindarius?
Quindarius Monday.
Just call him Quinn for short. I'm okay with Quinn.
Yeah?
That's cool. Somebody just chimed in and said, what do you guys think of the name Halen? Do you think it's a good name?
I like
Maybe
Halen.
After Van Halen?
Yeah. I like
my kid Halen.
Yeah, I've never met or heard anybody calling their kid that. I like it. There's a Dutch guy named Taco Tidbits, or excuse me, Taco Dibbits.
Taco?
Taco okay. Dibbits.
I can't even.
He's Dutch.
Was he born on a Tuesday? They were like, Taco Tuesday!
There's a South African gold mining executive named Boats Boats.
Oh, gosh. Somebody chimed in and said, I named my girls Grace, for Grace of God, and Jordan, after the Jordan River.
Oh. That's
wow.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody just sent us a screenshot of a friend on Facebook. Said, I went to school with this guy. They gave him a native name. No one believed him until he brought his birth certificate. His name is Windenhair. That's his first name. One word. Windenhair. But he's a white dude from Mississippi.
Oh. They gave him a native name?
They wanted him to have a cool Native American name.
Was he adopted or
something? They named him Windenhair.
Windenhair.
One word. Windenhair.
I kind of like it.
Windenhair. Yeah. I won't say his last name.
It almost sounds like a last name. Windenhair.
Windenhair.
I am Windenhair.
I'm all about those like short names or like nicknames. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how do you shorten what? Windy? Windenhair.
Wendell.
Wendell? Somebody said, I don't know what's better, the funny names or Dexter trying to sound them out.
Oh my gosh, I know. I was seriously thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to end up saying something I'm not allowed to say.
Whoa. Okay. How about this one? Speaking, I was mocking you for trying to get names right. Now here I go. A member of the Starmy said, I have three sons like Steve-O. All my sons have Greek and Swahili names that mean something. I apologize. Here we go. Their nine-year-old is Imris Adonis, which means immortal, handsome youth. Seven-year-old Elias Amiri, which means God is my father and prince. And their one-year-old is Elion Azriel, which means God answers and servant of God.
I like those names. Those are great.
Yeah.
How about H. King Buttermore III?
H. King?
Yeah. Someone's named H. King Buttermore III.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about this because apparently Kylo has jumped up thanks to Star Wars. People are naming their kid after a Sith Lord.
Yeah.
He's a bad guy. He killed his dad, man.
Well, it's a beautiful name.
Whatever.
It's a beautiful name.
Johnny and Ventana Ranch chimed in and said, my name is Johnny Madrid. Cool, man. Somebody said, I have a friend named Chipper Kane. Okay. That can't be right. This is real. His brother's named Toy Train. His sister is named Misty Rain.
Huh.
They all have rhyming names. Okay.
I don't know about that.
My brother and sister and I, we all have the same initials. And they didn't mean to. But I'm Stephen Michael. And then Scotty is Scott Matthew. And then once they realized that with the two of us, they named Sarah Marie on purpose.
Oh, okay.
SMJ.
I like
that. So we all have the initials Smudge.
I like that.
Yeah. My sister's name is Athena and my name is Athelia. Every time my mom called one, both of us came. Athena and Athelia. Dude. Yeah. He went by Winden, by the way. Winden here?
Winden.
He went by Winden.
I like that. I like that name. It's a good name.
And then somebody brought back an Edge Army member brought back Debris. Remember?
Oh yeah, we talked about this last week or a couple weeks ago. I'll never forget a listener on my old show called in and wanted to tell us about their daughter that had just been born named Debris, and we all lost it because he named his child Trash.
Debris.
Yeah. And he still, to this day, and I remember we tried to talk him out of it, and he wouldn't go for it. And it was about 3 years later, he shows up at one of my broadcasts, and I got to meet Debris.
Man.
And I said, kid, you got to run. You got to change your name. You got to get out now.
Dude.
Any parent that names their kid Debris, I don't know, man. I wouldn't trust him.
My buddy Ian just chimed in. He named his son Henry Jones after Dr. Jones.
Nice.
Which is funny. That was almost Brody's name.
We almost named Landon Henry.
Henry Jones Jeter. That was almost it, but then we ended up naming the dog Indiana. Yes, it still would have worked, I know. Somebody wants to know why I didn't name my kids Tybalt or Mercutio, you know, considering my love of Shakespeare. Because Mercutio and Tybalt from Romeo and Juliet. I was wanting to name him after someone from Hamlet, but his best friend's name's Horatio. And Horatio just didn't work. That's real.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, man. Somebody said, to be fair, Luke technically killed his father, too. So, that's...
Good call.
I mean...
Yeah, but...
But he saved him first. Yeah. He wanted to make sure he was redeemed. And then he chopped his hand off and stuff.
505-585-LIVE if you want to text into the show. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Virginia Senator Mark Warner says Attorney General Jeff Sessions should not be interviewing candidates for FBI director. The ranking Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee called it inappropriate because Sessions pledged to recuse himself from investigations into Russian interference in the election.
For an administration that says there's no smoke there, boy, oh boy, they are creating more of this smoke.
Marvel and Disney's Guardian of the Galaxies Volume 2 continues to take the top spot. The film has earned $246 million domestically in just 2 weeks.
A large low-pressure system continues to spin off the coast of New England. This will bring strong gusty winds and isolated areas of flooding along the coast. The heaviest rainfall is targeting Maine.
Europe's police agency now says Friday's malware attack has hit at least 150 countries.
North Korea launches another missile.
The Stanley Cup Conference Finals are in full swing.
Well, hi there. Welcome. Oh, hope you had a great Mother's Day. It is 7:34.
High today in the low 80s. Well, unfortunately, there's a disabled vehicle, I-40 East at Rio Grande. That's exit 157. The shoulder is blocked, so thankfully they were able to get it out of the way. But again, the shoulder being blocked is slowing things down on I-40 East because everybody wants to slow down and take a look. No other accidents to report at this time. Minus the slowdown on I-40, it's looking pretty clear. Drive traffic. Okay.
Sorry, I was trying to hit the beat. So just, I'm like, gosh, wrap it up, wrap it up. I almost got it.
You're so dumb.
See if I can do it.
Oh man.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
That's your look at traffic, man.
Thanks, man.
Traffic.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the program.
Cry me a river, yeah.
You're so dumb.
Cry me a river.
You seriously made a soundbite of you singing.
I did. I got it. I mean, that's one of the that note is hard to hit.
Oh man, so true.
So last week on Friday, we kind of did a Mother's Day edition of the Morning Invasion.
Oh no!
Yeah, we got to do it.
No,
buddy. We got to do it.
Dude.
A lot of people didn't get to hear this, and man, we called our moms. And I made a list for my mom.
I'm mad that you're going to do this.
All the things that I missed about my mom. And before we get off the phone, she lost it. We all lost it. Then we call Steve-O's mom. We all lose it again. So here's, I'm just going to play a little clip of us crying like little babies.
Oh, man.
Well, I love you, Mom, and I miss you.
I love you, too.
I wish we lived closer, you know.
I know.
You're not only a good mom, you're a good grandma.
Oh, thanks, honey. I appreciate it. You're going to make me cry, so I better say goodbye.
Oh, no, don't cry, Mom. Don't cry.
It's okay.
Oh,
I love you, too.
Okay. I love you, Mandy.
All right. Love you guys.
Okay. Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye. Now you're gonna make me cry. I hate you right now. I'm throwing something at
mama.
You are the biggest jerk. You just made your mom cry. Sam's crying.
I'm crying.
Dang it, don't look at Sam. Now I'm crying.
Oh, I hate you so much.
We live so far away.
I'm not really crying. I just have tears in my eyes.
Hello?
Ow, Mom!
Beautiful.
Hi, Mom.
Good morning, honey.
Welcome to the show. No, here's the thing.
Okay.
I don't have to say things I miss because I still talk to my mom regularly. And it's because my mom is my everything. I mean, when I was a kid,
oh, don't cry.
I didn't have a dad. So I got my mom a Mother's Day card and a Father's Day card.
And yes, you did, honey.
Every year. We would celebrate both together because she was my everything. So, she still is. Ugh. So I don't have to do this right now because I talk to her all the time because anytime I need anything, I call my mom.
Oof. Oh. Steve-o. Oh. That was...
You're a jerk.
That was tough, man.
Dude, I called her yesterday on Mother's Day. Because, you know, it's actually Mother's Day, and that's what you do. You call your mom on Mother's Day. By the way, how was your phone call with your mom yesterday?
I already talked to my mom on Friday.
Oh, weird. You terrible son.
Cry me a river, yeah.
Oh, man. You didn't call her on Mother's Day?
Well, she's working.
Okay. If you missed it on Friday, you got to go back to the podcast because my mom told a story that I had actually completely forgotten.
Okay.
When I was.
Well, recap that one story. Is that part of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was when I was 6 years old. My dad passed away when I was 6 years old, and my mom told the story of the first Mother's Day without my dad. And man, I had completely forgotten it until she brought it back up yesterday or on Friday on the show. But basically, 6 year old me was like, hey, not cool. This is mom's day and dad's not here. So I got her card, her credit card, and I think it was her best friend, Alois, actually. Took me to her favorite store. It's called Lena Stevens, or was, back in Lubbock, Texas.
Sure.
It was like a fancy dress store thing. And I bought her a dress, and I bought her a necklace that says mom, and, you know, I bought her a few things. Because I wanted it to be a very special day for my mom because my dad wasn't there anymore. And so who else is going to dote on her?
Yeah.
So she needs to have a special day. So yesterday I was talking to my mom because that's what sons do on Mother's Day. They call their mom because they love them.
Oh, my gosh.
Joey.
What? Joey's not here.
Joseph. And, so we were talking, and I was like, oh my gosh, Mom, Friday, that story, and it was killing me, and I can't believe you told that story, and I was mad, because I actually cried on the radio, and it wasn't like, I wasn't putting anything on. That was like, I really cried on Friday. I was so mad.
Yeah, you did.
And
you're crying right now a little
no,
bit.
No, I'm not. Shut up. And she said, well, you know, I should just send that to you. And I said, send what to me? And she said, the mom necklace. And I'm like...
What?
What?
The mom necklace?
What? She said, Stephen, I still have that mom necklace.
Oh.
Because it reminds me of your tender heart at the young age of 6 and what you were willing to do for me. And it always reminds me how much you love me. And I was just like,
oh!
Hey, I'm going to have to go.
Cry me a river, yeah, yeah.
But why would she want to give it to you?
Just as a token.
Yeah, but that's kind of her thing of...
Isn't that cool? Yeah. She still has it.
It's pretty amazing.
30-something years later.
Yeah.
Why are we recapping this, you jerk?
I don't know.
How was Leslie's Mother's Day weekend? What'd you guys do?
Well, not a whole lot. We just, you know, like I said, we helped Shannon out. Help her move out of her house, and they're moving back to Atlanta. That's about it. It was a pretty busy weekend for us.
See, look at this. People on the roads are very mad at you. I'm driving here, and I'm all crying. I love my mommy. Dude, Steve-O's mom seriously has insane amounts of sweetness in her every time I hear her.
Oh, my gosh.
She's a sweet lady.
It's too much.
I'm going to make her do some of the morning show with us when we are broadcasting from Phoenix, because we're going to be out there for Harvest America at the beginning of June. We're going to have Greg Laurie on the show. We've got Citizens and Saints lined up, Levi Lusco. We've got all these great guests, and I'm going to make my mom be one of those guests because she lives out there.
Can I tell a story?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Let me tell a story.
Oh.
This happened on Friday after the show. We had a meeting with our bosses.
Yep.
We're sitting in our conference room. We start talking about Harvest America. Just working out all the details.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I missed a meeting or I just wasn't in on the conversation when you guys first talked about it. Maybe I just wasn't even paying attention to you guys.
Probably that one. That's the one.
When we are broadcasting, when we're doing the pre-show for Harvest America in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Apparently, we're going to be broadcasting on over 500 radio stations.
Yep.
So I'm sitting in the meeting and I said, what?
What? Wait, why are you playing sad music? This is like the best.
I have no idea why I'm playing
this is the best music.
I said, what? 500 radio stations?
Yeah, man.
We're going to be. And then they're like, oh, well, probably maybe close to 600 at this point. Like, we're going to be on 600 radio stations around the country? Wait a second.
We're going to be in your home state of Montana?
Okay. Now, when you think radio stations, let's just talk about these 600 radio stations.
Yeah, man.
These are Christian radio stations.
Yeah.
As you probably have noticed about our show, we don't really fit into that mold very well.
Whatever, we're breaking the mold and reimagining it.
Yeah.
Because we love Jesus as well.
Oh, of course we do.
And not terrible radio.
Well,
come on, man.
Let's just think about over 600 radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to play some bets right now.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those feeds are going to dump us?
No, stop it.
About... I don't know.
Stop it.
How long will we make it in before we see that little meter and all the stations start dropping us?
We're in this meeting and Dex starts like sweating.
Well, yeah.
Like mac and cheese. Like big old clumps of pasta coming out of his pores.
I started panicking.
Biggest sweat beads I've ever seen. I don't understand it.
Because we find out we have to do somewhat of like, we have to talk a lot. Except we can't do the typical show that we do.
We do this every day.
Okay, we can't do the typical show.
We can't talk about our love for our moms.
Well, we can.
This has been a great show so far.
Yeah, it's been all right.
The importance of naming someone.
You're right. You're
overthinking
everything.
Maybe
I'm just thinking. But plus, 600
we're
going to be honed stations.
In. We're going to have so many interviews. We're going to be locked into Harvest America. We got Greg Laurie.
Greg Laurie's going to be on.
Are you kidding me? We have so many people talking about the phenomenon that is Harvest America. Because seriously, how many, like, I even want to say, like, hundreds of thousands of people have come to the Lord because of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, we're going to be talking for days.
And we get to be a part of that, which is absolutely amazing.
Are you less terrified now?
No, listen, I'm not terrified as far as, like, oh, we're going to be on 600
terrified.
Stations.
That's terrifying.
I'm terrified because of the type of show we do.
Be honest, it's because of me. Just be honest.
I didn't want to say it, guys, but he did, so I'll say it. Guys, I'm freaking out. I am freaking out. Not because of me. No.
Oh,
I think
man.
I think as we've... Hold on. I think if you've been listening to the show for over a year, you know who gets in trouble all the time. It's not me.
Okay.
It's this guy to my left.
Yeah.
Steve-O Jeter gets in trouble all the time. He's been working here for 15 years and he gets in trouble. I came from a rock station where we did some pretty edgy things. I haven't gotten in trouble one time.
The live line is chiming in. Both sides. One says, it's refreshing to listen to the station in the morning. I enjoy listening to you guys because I know that even though you don't necessarily, quote, fit the mold for Christian radio, you are Christian radio. It's nice to listen to a station that doesn't cram beliefs down your throat.
Oh. Beautiful.
On the flip side, somebody else said, I agree, Dex. This is a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah, you think? Like, who was the person that said that they, like, whose idea was
Shout
this?
Out to Chip and DJ Boss Man Dan.
Okay.
Woo! All right. What?
All right, well.
They believe in us, and I believe in you.
I don't know if
I still don't know about me. Whatever, dude, it's going to be fine.
I just kind of, listen, that's their reputation.
Here's what I think.
Man.
You know what I've noticed? Because you do this. We were talking about movies last week because there's this new R-rated, quote, faith-based film, mm-hmm. right? And it's like, yeah, but the audience, and it's like this divided, like, yeah, but Christians like us versus Christians like them. And I'm like, but there is no us and them.
Yeah, there
like,
is. Heck yeah, there is.
Because here's where we have common ground. We love Jesus, man. You know what I mean? Like, and so we're not going to be talking deep theological things to where we're going to be like fighting with people. I will watch my language. And by that, I don't even mean curse words, because there are some sensitive words that, you know, I think I've done a pretty good job. I'm not saying When was the last time you had to dump me?
Really?
I mean, other than the 6 o'clock hour. When was the last time you had?
Exactly.
Other than the 9 o'clock hour Friday. I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. No, but really, when was the last time?
Let me give you a few words you're not going to be able to say. Okay?
Okay.
Dirt. You're not allowed to say dirt.
Why am I not allowed to say
dirt? A lot of Christian stations, they don't allow dirt. Okay? This is not funny. I want you to take this serious. Okay?
Oh, man. Somebody said Dex is driving the bus all over you, Steve-O.
No, I'm not. I'm just being real, man.
It's true, man.
I'm being real. Buck used to do this to me all the time.
What?
Buck used to do this all... He used to act like you did in the meeting. This is how you acted. You go, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? We've done this a billion times.
We have!
It'll be fine. It'll be great.
Okay.
Buck did the same thing, man. Here's what Buck would do. We'd be like, guys, what do you think about this idea about a concert? Here's a band that nobody's ever heard of. Here's a band that's Do you think it'll do great? Oh, yes.
Oh, come on.
Yes, it'll be fine. I mean, with our morning show, we have such a huge audience. People will go because we'll tell them to go. It'll be fine. Guess what? Nobody shows up at the concert.
It's totally different because we've been in situations where you freak out and you're like, dude, what are we doing? We're emceeing this event live in front of people. And I'm like, hey, calm down, man. When have I ever failed? When have we ever had a bad event? When have we ever not?
When have we ever been on... Over 600 radio stations, Christian radio stations that aren't like our station.
You're overthinking it.
These stations are not anything like Star 88.
No, I agree.
They're nothing like it.
I know.
It's like grandma and grandpa are going to be listening to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people chime in who are grandma and grandpa and actually love our station because it's refreshing because it's different?
Yeah, because the other ones died of a heart attack already. What?
My gosh. You are so dumb. Guys, it's going to be awesome, and you get to be a part of the journey, and I'm so stoked. It's happening the beginning of June, Harvest America. In fact, dude, it's going to be in Phoenix. It's only like a 7-hour drive. Let's road trip this.
I got to tell you, I wrote a letter
to
Greg
Laurie. The Wickham need to breathe.
Steve-O,
it's going to be dope.
I wrote a letter to Greg Laurie.
Okay.
Dear Greg.
Okay.
I don't know if you recently... found out about the pre-show for Harvest Fest America.
Harvest Fest America? You already blew it. That's not even what it's called.
I will be running the pre-show along with my sidekick, Steve-O.
Oh my gosh.
I wanted to let you know before we got there what kind of show we are. My co-host, sidekick, he has a potty mouth.
No, I do not.
I dump him all the time.
No, you do not.
I feel like you should take us off this pre-show.
Oh, man.
It would be in your best interest to take us off the pre-show.
Oh, man. Yeah. Somebody said, dude, come on. It'll be like every morning invasion. Somebody will be offended. Somebody gets offended. By the littlest of things.
Yeah, one person gets offended, and guess what? We're off a station. Oh, there goes another station. Oh, no, there's 20 stations off. Oh, crud.
Listen to this. Honestly, though, guys, you're going to do great. It's not about you guys anyways. You're God's instruments, just playing your part. Amen! Somebody else said, my grandmother listens to you guys, and she loves you. So there, Dex!
She's one of the lucky ones.
Hey.
She's one of the lucky ones. She's one of the survivors.
How are you worried about me? I think secretly you paint this terrifying picture that I'm going to ruin it, but really?
How many times have I been called in the boss's office because of something I said?
Never.
Zero. Zero. You, I can count on two hands. How many times since
somebody
we've been
said,
doing the show?
If anything, you guys are going to be awesome, and I bet you will set the bar higher for those other radio stations. Their audiences are going to be here and expect a change. See? Somebody else said, I'm thankful you're not like all other Christian radio stations. That's why I listen to you. Everyone's going to love it. Gosh, Dex, this is amazing.
All right, we'll see how it goes, guys. Good morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
There he is.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm getting a slew of text messages from people saying Dex is running his gums about me.
Oh, yep. What? This is true. Here's what's happening,
what are you
man.
Talking about?
Let me catch up and the Starmie for those that just joined the conversation. Here's the deal.
I have to go to break.
Coming up in June, we're going to be broadcasting live from Phoenix for Harvest America. Dude, we're going to be at the University of Phoenix Stadium where the Arizona Cardinals play. Like, it's going to be amazing.
Awesome.
Right? We're doing like a pre-show. It's going to be rad. It's Greg Laurie. It's Need to Breathe and Mercy Me and Phil Wickham and Pastor Levi Lesko is going to be there. And we get to do the pre-show. And Dex just found out, because he doesn't listen in meetings, that we're actually going to be broadcast on a network of over 600 radio stations. And now he's like,
oh, nice.
Now he's like freaking
over
out because
600
he,
Christian radio stations.
He thinks I'm going to ruin it.
Yeah, I'm freaking out because, okay, these are Christian radio stations with a demographic of probably 50 and above.
Mm-hmm.
That's the demographic of these stations. They don't know what they're getting into.
Mm-hmm. Just saying.
And I'm sitting there in the meeting, and Steve-O goes, oh, it's fine. Oh, my gosh. We've done this a million times. Of course. It's fine. Why are you worried?
And apparently you and I are the same person because you used to do the same
thing
all the time.
You used to do that all the time to me. All the time. It used to drive me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You remember, don't you?
I feel like I trust the successful businessman on the phone. How are the legacy buildings going?
Going great, man. Lots of legacies out there need to be built.
I'm just saying.
How many times, Buck, did you say it'll be fine and it never was? It was not fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what? First of all, Steve-O's 100% right. It will be fine.
Thank you.
Are a giant. You're like the oldest young person I've ever met in my life.
Can you dump that?
Seriously, you are like an old curmudgeon because you think all these things are going to go wrong. And you know, honestly, you know really what the problem is, Steve-O?
Huh.
So this is really what's going on. Dex doesn't like to get outside of the box.
Of course.
He doesn't like to get outside of his comfort zone and go broadcast places.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're thinking that everything's going to fall apart.
Yeah.
Well, the show's never the same when you get outside the box.
Okay, whatever. It's going to be amazing.
See, you sound like Buck. Buck used to say it all the time. Oh, whatever, it is too. No, it's not.
Yeah, it's gonna be amazing. You know,
it's gonna be amazing.
Dex, listen, just leave Dex here, and you and I will do it. I'll make a special
there you
trip
go.
For you.
Yeah. I am down with that because you know who else is going to be there? Zach Bolin and all the guys from Citizens and Saints are going to be there, and I know you love those. Yeah, so I'm telling you, it's going to be fantastic.
They would never let anybody that went to Mars Hill to go to one of these events.
Citizens and Saints was a Mars Hill band, you dumb.
Yeah, they were a Mars Hill band.
Oh, gosh, you are so dumb.
Darn it.
Buck, if you'd like to come, open invitation. We'll leave Dex at home. I'm so glad you called in.
It would probably be better anyway.
Yep, that's true.
You know what?
Yes, it's true.
You know what? I'm exactly right, and everybody knows it.
No.
You called in, Buck, and did exactly.
Nobody knows.
And it did exactly what I said you would do. It'll be fine. It'll be amazing. It'll be great. Well, guess what?
Okay.
When we get back and we get canceled.
Easy, Chicken Little. Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Tell me one time when it was bad.
Thank you. One example.
I've said this already, and he can't think of examples. Are you kidding me? There was concerts all the time. Remember when I'm trying to. God, I have a terrible memory. You know I have a terrible memory.
Weird.
This happened all the time.
Thanks for calling. We're like up against the break.
Don't make me call Baxter. I'll call Baxter.
You.
I'll go
I'm
to
with
that
you,
level.
Buddy.
I will call Baxter right now. He'll remember.
Gosh, he won't remember.
Whatever.
Love you, buddy. Thanks for calling.
See ya, bye.
I'm a realist, Buck.
Whatever.
I'm a realist.
Okay. It's going to be a good time. Guys, we're going to be broadcasting live out there June 9th at North Phoenix Baptist Church. Levi Lusco is going to be speaking. Citizens and Saints is going to be rocking it. That's on the Friday night. And then on Sunday, June 11th, Harvest America. It's going down in Phoenix. We're broadcasting live. And somebody actually chimed in from Tempe, Arizona, listening. Oh. Are y'all kidding me? You go and you do the show you normally do. The problem in the church is that Christians seem to want the church look, feel like the movie The Stepford Wives of Pleasantville. It's all beige and boring and tame and unattractive to the world, which should be our prime focus. You don't need to be R-rated, but laughing and having fun should not be considered edgy since we're called to love and joy. Boom! Shout out to Tempe, Arizona. Can't wait to be in your city, broadcasting, and tearing the roof off this!
All right, man. Mark my words.
By the way, Anna in Las Cruces chimed in, 69 years old. She said, I'm old. I actually thought people were naming their children Harper after Harper Lee, the great author of To Kill a Mockingbird. And I love you guys!
She's got great genetics.
I'm just saying, man.
Great genes right there. Be able to put up with us evermore.
Booyah! And we will thank all of you for your prayers as we approach this amazing event. We're stoked about it.
Yeah, please pray every second of the day for this.
Oh, my gosh.
Because
pray for Dex's nerves.
Over 600 radio stations that we're going to be broadcast on. Oh, man. All I know is we're going to have some great stories when we get back. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Floor guarded. Star 88. Dex and Steve-O. 8:03, good morning.
High today in the low 80s, 81, 82 degrees. Traffic! There's an accident on I-40 eastbound right at the Big Eye. The left lane is currently blocked. They're trying to move it aside, but again, the left lane is blocked. I-40 eastbound right at I-25, the Big Eye. Taking a look at the rest of the roads. I-40, if you're traveling eastbound, a little backed up still. There was a disabled vehicle earlier that kind of congested everything. No other accidents to report at this time. Let you look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
505-585-LIVE. If you'd like to text in, you can always call us at 338-3700. Hey, don't forget, we got Facebook. We have Instagram. We have Twitter. Do we have a Snapchat yet for Star 88?
No.
I do. Dex Toth.
Yeah, I had one for about 7 minutes.
it's a fun little app. You guys can play with filters. In fact, I'm an iron this morning.
Chrissy got it over the weekend and was trying to figure it out. She's like, help me.
I know. It is.
But I'm like,
confusing.
This is why I had it for 7 minutes. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
There's no tutorial on it.
No.
And so you kind of have to just mess with it. And but it's fun because they give you new filters every day too.
Did you see the Wonder Woman one yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
For Mother's Day?
Mm-hmm. They had some good ones yesterday.
Wonder Woman. Huh? Mother's Day.
Okay.
I'm still like all up in the Mother's Day house, man. I got to take care of some more Mother's Day stuff today on a Monday.
What?
Mother's Day isn't just one day, man. It's cray cray.
All right.
We went to dinner on Saturday because we assumed that Sunday would be insane and baseball. So
yeah.
Went to her favorite Vietnamese place.
Yeah.
But I got to plant some trees today. That's part she wanted fruit trees, so practical mom's day.
Do a cherry tree.
We are actually.
We have a cherry tree in our front yard.
Yeah,
and they are so delicious now.
The
whole tree, this giant tree, is full of just beautiful cherries.
And the area where you live flourishes like it. It's seriously. We had fig trees because we used to live one street over from where you guys are. We had fig trees in the backyard, and they were the best. Chrissy would always make this fig jam. Oh, man. So, yeah, we're going to get a few fruit trees.
Yep, cherry, man. Get a cherry tree.
She wants a cherry tree.
And we have a pear tree in the backyard, too.
Gross!
What? You don't like pears?
I hate pears.
Why?
Pears are a lie.
What?
Because when I was a kid,
what?
It was like, oh, snap, Granny Smith, green apple, what is this disaster?
Are you kidding?
I hate pears.
You hate pears?
Yeah, they're like this weird, like, It's like the dumb cousin of an apple.
That's not true at all.
They're gross and they're bland.
No way.
I hate pears, man.
Well, you got to
get them. This weird taste.
You got
to
make sure they're ripe. They're good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love pears.
Okay.
Okay. Anything on the live line before we jump into our letter? Anything?
Somebody wanted to know about the music we play. You know, we're getting a lot of questions this morning on Star 88. Somebody said, is all the music we play Christian music or Christian artists? Wondering, because I like to play music before and after my church service, and I want to make sure that I won't make anybody mad with what I play. It's all approved, man. It's good. You're good. It just depends. Because here's the thing. Music is so subjective. So, yes, I would say, of course, all the music on our station glorifies God. But it's beautiful. Also subjective to people's taste, because they could be like, well, I don't like that song.
Yeah. It's too screamy.
Too screamy?
It's too loud.
We don't have any screamy music.
It's too bassy.
Bassy?
I don't know. I'm not a
musician.
Stop
talking. Yeah, man. Well, what I'll give you the thumbs
about?
Up.
What do people
I'll
complain
give you
about?
The thumbs up.
Okay, good.
But, you know, what else?
Thank you for listening. We love you.
Yeah.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Thank you for the letter. You guys, please, send in your letters.
Yeah.
Let us know if there's any advice, you have questions, anything. We just love hearing from you guys.
Yep.
Studio at star88.fm. You can send us letters. You can always text them in at 585-LIVE. You can message us on Facebook, however you want to do it. Here's our letter we received, and we want you guys to chime in. Over the weekend, I met up with a friend, and she said, don't tell anyone this. In your mind, do you go, I'm going to tell my girlfriend slash wife slash husband slash etc.? Because that's exactly what happened to me. After she said that, I told myself, well, now I got to tell my husband. But do I tell my husband? Should I tell my husband? Can someone get mad at you for it if I did tell my husband? Or should I just keep it to myself? Or should I tell her, I don't want to know. You probably had this happen to you before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we all have. We all have the friend. Or maybe you've even said it. Listen, please don't tell anyone this. But, and then they go into whatever. And you're sitting there just eating it up. You're just, oh, man. Just eating it up. Oh, my God. Just tell me more. Tell me more. I want to know everything.
Oh, you gossip.
So, how do you handle that situation? If somebody says, if a friend of yours says, don't tell anyone this.
Before they jump in, I got this advice actually from my really good friend, Steven.
Oh,
he does this. And it's really sound advice, I think. If anybody is about to share something with you, he usually goes, hey, is there any way I can change the outcome of the situation you're about to tell me? Is there anything I can do to change or make it better or whatever?
Yeah.
It's like, why? Right? Because people just want to gab, just want to share, want to gossip, want to whatever. And it's like, because if I can't do anything about the situation and it's negative, I don't want to know.
Huh.
I'm like, right on. Yeah.
That was Steven Christian?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Why is it weird?
Well, because I hit him up last week when I got the news that we were going to be on 600 radio stations.
Yeah.
And I started off the conversation with, hey, please don't tell anybody this.
Okay.
And he didn't do that. He said, what's going on, man? And I said,
oh my God.
Here's what happened. I told him the whole thing and he said, listen, I'll do the show with you. We'll somehow keep Steve-O at home and I'll go out there with you.
Right.
Because he's got the name, man.
Okay.
All the stations can relate. They'll be fine.
I think of like, it'd be, I mean, obviously like lawyers have that
sure.
confidentiality.
Yeah, I get that.
There's things like that. But for the most
so
part,
you're
if
saying
somebody,
to stop them.
If
stop
somebody,
them
before, yes,
before
they say
you.
Anything. It's like, well, wait.
How hard is
how
that,
how is
though?
This, how am I going to help the situation?
Give me the juice. I want to know.
That's because we want that.
I want a piece
we
of
want
the cake.
The goods. We want the gossip. We want the.
Tastes so good.
But man, oh man. Somebody said, depending on the situation, if I had to tell somebody, I wouldn't mention the name of the person.
Mm.
Okay. Somebody said, I tell them politely, I don't want to know if it's gossip. Gossip is a sin.
It's so hard to distinguish between... Just to distinguish between what is and what isn't gossip at times.
Well, because somebody else chimed in and said, well, but wait. And it's a valid point. Sometimes people just need to talk about things. Yeah. That alone can help a situation. And it's true, because if you have that person that maybe, like, that holds you accountable, it's like kind of like a, I hate to say it, like a cliche phrase, like your accountability partner. But it's true. We need that accountability in our lives. So I do have that person that, I share everything with. And in fact, there are a lot of times where if somebody's going to go, dude, you can't say anything, but I'll go, wait, wait, wait. Is this something I can share with my wife?
Hmm.
Like, is this something I can tell Chrissy? And if it's like, oh, yeah, of course. It's just like, possible job opportunity or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Then it's like, okay, cool. Thank you for that, because I'm going to tell her.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Don't you have to be careful with that too, though? Because let's face it. And I'm not just singling out the ladies. I know guys are just as bad.
Can you play all the single ladies?
No.
All the single ladies.
Guys and girls are bad at this as well. I mean, it's just not bad on the woman's side. But if I go and run and tell my wife, then there's a chance that she's going to go and tell all of her friends, and that's how it gets out there.
So then you don't share with your wife if you don't think she's going to...
Well, okay, you don't share. But... My question is, do you want to know? I mean, that's so hard, because without you knowing what the situation is, and they kick it off with, okay, listen, don't tell anybody this. This is between you and me.
Yeah.
And not knowing what it is, I mean, you kind of have to jump into it first to kind of see what they're talking about before you maybe put a stop to it, right?
Amy.
Because you're right. What if it is something that you need, this person just needs somebody to talk to?
Yeah. Right on. If it's that one person. But I would also be careful if you're the person that just has to share. How many people have you shared with?
Right. How many people have you really said, don't tell anybody?
Don't tell anyone. Yeah. Because if it gets out, it's between me and you and this friend and this friend and this friend. Wait, what?
Yeah.
So I'll narrow it down to... one of you seven being the leak,
right.
And you're like, dude,
right.
Oversharing. You don't have to share. I used to be that way. I used to be, oh man, I'd have a hard time with like quote secrets or whatever. And it's like, oh, it's burning a hole in me. I've got to tell somebody.
Yeah.
And now it's like, dude, I understand. I definitely understand that.
Yeah.
That need for accountability, but that need for, sometimes, people just want to get stuff off their chest.
That's true.
And as long as it's not gossip being like, well, let me tell you.
Yeah. I think that,
especially if it's personal.
I think that just comes with maturity. As you get older, I think that you learn that, how it can get out there so quick.
Yeah.
If you don't keep it a secret, it spreads like a wildfire.
Yeah, dude. People chiming in left and right. Somebody said, I would let them know, I'm going to share this with my wife. That relationship has to come first. If it's not okay for her to know, then it's probably not a conversation I should be taking part in. Somebody else said, I tell my husband everything. How could people not expect me to tell my husband?
Do you think your partner needs to know everything?
No. Well, no, especially if it's not important. But if it's something like this person said, you got to tell them you're going to share with your spouse. You are one, and maybe you, through prayer or other wisdom, can help the situation together as husband and wife. But I don't think it's something that... you always, every single time, this person is up for a job and whatever it is.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I would take Steven's same advice, but flip it on its head. Can your husband do anything to help? If not, it's not a big secret. It's something your friend just needed to get off their chest. So.
Yeah.
Maybe the spouse just doesn't, if it's not a big deal, if it's not a burden, if it's not, I agree.
We got a letter. It said, over the weekend, I met up with a friend and she said, don't tell anyone this, and then started going into it. But in my mind, I was kind of telling myself, well, I'm going to tell my husband about this, because that's exactly what happened to me. After she said that, I told myself, well, I have to tell my husband. So they're kind of wondering, can someone get mad at you for it? Let's say I did tell my husband, they found out about it. should I keep it to myself? How would you handle the situation?
Oh, man.
Because I think we're all in it.
Yeah.
Every day.
Absolutely.
Every day we deal with somebody wanting to talk about something.
Well, what is it pertaining to it? I think subject matter is important because scripture talks quite a bit about gossip. And usually it's in the sense of slandering one another. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
James talks about it. The taming of the tongue talks about not slandering one another. Anybody who speaks against a brother or sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you're not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. Leviticus, don't go about spreading slander among your people. Do not do anything that endangers your neighbor's life. Whoever conceals hatred with lying lips spreads slander is a fool. So it talks about this gossip in that way. Because on the flip side, Proverbs 11:13 says, a gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy person keeps a secret.
Oh.
Wait, what? How do you reconcile that?
Wow.
That's why you gotta really know the situation. You gotta discern those things because what is the situation gonna help? What if somebody really truly is in a place where they just need to get it off their chest and they need to tell that one person, that friend, because it's burning a hole in them? They need some advice from a trustworthy friend.
Yeah.
That's different than being like, oh, well, I heard so-and-so at work was blah, 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 blah. That's gossip.
Right.
You're tearing somebody else down for the sake of what? Words, you know? So there is a great difference between the two. And I think sometimes people will take the word gossip and just kind of generalize it and say, oh, well, you're gossiping. It's like, no, dude, this is personal. This is about me.
Yeah.
I need to share this with you.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what to do in this situation. Need some help.
Right.
But yeah, you definitely gotta take that.
Yeah. I remember years ago, when I first started over, well, it was a few years after I first started over at The Edge. I would hang out even after work with everybody. I would constantly be going in other people's offices and just talking to them and just getting really involved with the gossip, you know, because that's, you know, that's what you kind of do when you have relationships at the workplace. You know, people are stirring up drama all the time.
But that's Proverbs 26 talks about how without wood, a fire goes out. Without a gossip, the quarrel dies. You know what I mean?
And
so
I,
it's like,
I remember,
just don't add.
I remember one day just going, I have to stop this because I am involved in so much drama. It started to affect me, you know? And I saw what it was doing to other people. And finally I just said, you know what? I'm going to get done with the show. I'm going to get done with my work and I'm going to go home. I'm just going to leave. I'm not going to go to everybody's office. I'm not going to go and see what's up. I'm not going to go find out the latest gossip today. And I started doing that. And there was two things that happened, which were good and bad. Number one, I wasn't involved with any gossip anymore, which was great.
Yeah.
But number two, I kind of lost a lot of friendships and had a hard time connecting with people at work.
Yeah.
Because I'm not that... I don't really have that personality, you know, that's outgoing. So for me, I would just go home and then that was it. And so I wasn't involved in anybody's drama anymore. Well, our relationships just kind of fell apart over the years and wasn't friends with those people. And I lost out on being that friend or, I could have been a friend that chose not to indulge in gossip, but I didn't trust myself.
Yeah.
So there's two things that happened there.
See, but that's a tough situation because you're talking about these people who are like that was their, that they loved drama.
Yeah.
And so did you really miss out on a quote friendship? That their lives were just full of gossip and drama and that's what they were all about. Would you really want to like get in the middle of that?
Well, when you really look at the picture and you go, okay, well, what's our purpose here? You know, why does God have me here working in this building?
Yeah,
you start to think that maybe there was opportunities that God would have used in those relationships. And now that I'm not involved in those relationships anymore, well, how can he use me? You know, how would he be able to use me if I just kind of shut the door in their face and just instead of hanging out, I went home?
Yeah.
So that was the fear. That was the, oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Was that the right thing to do? Or I don't know.
Well, see, it's hard to trust, too, because somebody chimed in and said, I think no matter who you tell, I think they will tell someone always.
Yeah.
And that stinks, because then if you don't have that trust, if you don't have that confidence, and you just bottle everything in, right. Oh, man, because it will grow and grow and fester. And so it's always good if you can have that family member, friend, pastor, counselor.
Yeah, there's usually only one person in our lives that we can trust. And I think we all know who that is, but some people don't have that. And
like
some people,
close.
Some people just want to think that they can trust, but you can't just trust the person that has the office down the hall. You can't just trust that person. Just
we should be discerning of who we.
Yeah,
yeah, I agree with that. I agree, but it's so difficult to just because I remember in the past I'd been burned so many times, and because of that it was like I'm never sharing anything ever.
Yeah,
but that is not the right answer either, because again it festers and it can just tear you down and destroy you, because you can become consumed unless you're the type of person who can literally just like let everything roll off and let it go. But
yeah.
Somebody said, if the person has to tell me something that involves a person or someone they know being hurt or hurting themselves, being in danger, I will let them know immediately. I cannot not tell someone to get help for the situation. So, yeah, there are many different types of situations. So, again, yes, if somebody's in danger, somebody's harming themselves, worried about harming someone else.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Absolutely. You know, it's tough because you're, quote, betraying that confidence. But if it's truly out of the safety of another human being.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said, good on you, Dex. I feel like the workplace for most of us is the biggest area for gossip. That's what happens when you're kind of forced to have these relationships with people that don't share the same beliefs, morals, or values. You ask for discernment in those situations. Know when you can be a light and when you're just going to fall into a trap.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, because back in the day, I used to have some pretty great conversations with unbelievers.
Yeah.
My bosses, people just at work, and it would be crazy because they would come to me, be like, hey man, you got a few minutes, I want to ask you something. And then it just kind of turn into like, why do you believe in what you believe in? Or, you know, am I going to go to hell because, you know, I don't believe in what you believe? And so we had some great conversations, but it's hard to do that when you kind of shut the door in their face and you just leave work when you're work is done, you know?
Yeah.
So when I look back, I go, man, I don't know. Did I miss out?
Yeah. No regrets, bro. No regrets.
Hard to say, man.
Somebody said several years ago, I started a new job and this woman came up to me whom I had just met and said, you can't trust anybody here, but you can trust me.
Oh, man.
I know who not to trust.
Yeah, for real.
Dude, great letter. Thank you for chiming in. If you need advice, if you just need to get some off your chest, studio at star88.fm. We love hearing from you guys.
We sure do. We sure do. All right, we got some more headlines coming up. And something else I wanted to talk about. Oh, I can't wait to talk about this family who got kicked off of JetBlue.
Oh, man.
Over a cake. What happened?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
We're going to find out.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
No.
Hey. What's going on in the news today?
Virginia Senator Mark Warner says Attorney General Jeff Sessions should not be interviewing candidates for FBI director. The ranking Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee called it inappropriate because Sessions pledged to recuse himself from investigations into Russian interference in the election.
For an administration that says there's no smoke there, boy, oh boy, they are creating more of this smoke.
Marvel and Disney's Guardian of the Galaxies Volume 2 continues to take the top spot. The film has earned $246 million domestically in just 2 weeks.
A large low pressure system continues to spin off the coast of New England. This will bring strong gusty winds and isolated areas of flooding along the coast. The heaviest rainfall is targeting Maine.
Europe's police agency now says Friday's malware attack has hit at least 150 countries.
North Korea launches another missile.
The Stanley Cup conference finals are in full swing.
Oh, hello there. Welcome to the show, 836.
High today of 82 degrees. Taking a look at the roads. No accidents to report at this time. There was one earlier at I-40 right there at the Big Eye. Looks like it's cleared away. Everything's going a little smoother. I-40 eastbound, still a little backed up, but, you know, because it's 8:30. Normal commute. Same with I-25 southbound around Paseo as you head towards the Big Eye. Little backed up, but everything's still flowing smoothly, so... Good times, Albuquerque. That's your look at traffic.
Good job.
By the way, traffic brought to you by For the Good. Screen printing, live printing, graphic design. ForTheGood.com or 505-508-5658. That's 505-508-5658. Thanks again to For the Good for their support of Star 88.
It's time to check in with today's teens. What it's like to be using the latest tech, gadgets, games, movies, videos, music. It's time for Teen Talk. Today's guest teen is Dylan, FaceTiming from Mission Viejo, California. Dylan, you're on Teen Talk. Dylan, you're on.
What?
Go ahead.
Is that today? My mom usually tells me what's going on. I'm not ready for anything.
Oh, man.
Catch me next week.
Join us next time for another look at the awesome lifestyle of today's teens on Teen Talk.
I feel like that could be called Twin Teen Talk as well. Yeah. Never works out for us.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Steve-O and I both have teenagers. Woo! Man, that's a good time.
Dude.
That's a good time.
There was not a deleted scene, but there's, you know, five post-credit scenes in Guardians 2, and there's one, I'm just going to say it, it's been out a couple weeks. You know, you got Baby Groot in the film, and in the post-credits, there's Teenager Groot.
Oh, so good.
And I seriously, we're in the theater, and I looked over at Jack, and I said, that's you!
Yeah, I looked at my son.
That is you!
And Caleb, he had a look of disgust on his face.
Oh, dude, just on the iPad. Just not paying attention to anybody. Yeah. But I will say, you know what? Proud of that kid. It's like finals week. He's been throwing down. He put down the iPad, picked up some Shakespeare over the weekend.
Oh, Shakespeare!
Reading through Hamlet right now, which happens to be the greatest play of all time.
Hear ye, Sir Jack is hear ye. I have conquered the lands far and wide.
You sound dumb.
I dance the twizzle.
The what?
Never mind. Have some fizzle.
I don't like you.
Trying to speak the language, man.
Yeah, it's not really working out.
Okay.
Not really working out.
All right, that's cool, man.
You were betwixt.
You were betwixt.
You were betwixt Shakespeare and modern English. Betwixt means between. So you were like between Shakespeare... And just using modern English with a stupid
Camelot,
accent.
Camelot, Camelot.
That's still not. Coming up, I'm going to print out a page from a Shakespeare play, and we're going to reenact it. You'll be playing the part of Rosalind.
Rosalind?
Yeah.
I used to. There was a girl I went to school with named Roz.
Roz?
I wonder if it was Rosalind.
I mean,
huh? Probably was.
Okay. Sorry, people just kind of freaking out.
Bring it home, man.
Just gonna go ahead.
What are they freaking out over?
Just, you know, the good old Shakespeare.
Thank you. Goodbye.
A bad batch of gas station nacho cheese is causing a crazy outbreak. Botulism.
Oof.
It's food poisoning caused by a bacterium growing on improperly sterilized canned meats and other preserved foods. So if you are a fan of nachos, don't listen to this. Or actually listen to this because it could save your life. You know, you got to avoid that hot bubbling cauldron of bright orange, not natural looking cheese at the gas station.
Oh, beautiful.
Five people have been hospitalized in serious condition in Sacramento, California.
Gosh.
No cow. No chos.
Uh-huh.
It's because they recently ate some contaminated nacho cheese at a gas station. There were 161 cases of botulism in 2014, which was the most recent CDC statistics. So 5 cases concentrated in one area counts as a pretty serious outbreak. If you don't know the nuances of it, it's a serious illness caused by a nerve toxin that can cause trouble breathing, blurry vision, oh, by the way, death.
Good times.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Speaking of nacho cheese and melting, a member of the Starmie said, I melteth with thou. Modern English.
I melteth with thou.
I'll stop the globe and melteth with thou.
Did you hear about the parasites and sushi?
Melt with you. What?
Okay.
That's what he was doing. Modern English, bro. Modern English. It's a song.
Yeah, you're talking about cheese. Yeah. Let me talk to you about parasites. It's going to be lurking in your sushi. No. Doctors warn. Doctors warn, guys. Yeah. You got to be careful, man. Eating, this is an illness that's been caused by eating a parasite-contaminated fish or seafood. It's on the rise in Western countries. Where eating sushi and other raw or uncooked fish and seafood dishes has gained popularity. You got to be careful, guys.
Dude, this weekend for Mother's Day, it's like, Chrissy,
ugh,
where do you want to go?
Can't look at that.
Favorite restaurant. It's this joint up in, that's off of Huang Thabo. I won't say the name. Her favorite Vietnamese place. It's just so far away, we never go. So we go there. We decide to dine in. We sit down. I ordered the pho. She orders this lemongrass noodle bowl, and the boys were all eating. And Brody looks at it, and he doesn't want this. So he waits, and the waitress comes back. You know, it's a Vietnamese restaurant. So he looks at her, and he says, I want sushi.
Oh. Yeah.
And I'm like, Brody, this is Vietnamese.
Oh.
Completely different. Different kinds. And she starts laughing, and I'm like, I'm sorry, can I have another bowl for the pho? I'm just gonna share this with him. And
yeah.
So I start like trying to make the bowl, and she leaves, and I'm like, Brody, she's not Japanese. This is Vietnamese.
Yeah.
This is totally different. And she comes back like 5 minutes later to fill up water glasses and everything, and he's like frustrated. Because he doesn't like it. And she's like, how do you like it? And he says, I want sushi.
Oh, no.
And then he tells her, bring me sushi, please.
The kid's out of
control. And she looks at me, and I'm just like, I'm so sorry. Oh. I know, totally different.
Did she bring him sushi?
No, she said, if your little one still wants sushi, there's a great sushi place across the street. And I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Wow.
I am. So sorry. When we get in the car, I promise I'm going to explain to my 4-year-old the difference between Vietnam and Japan.
Brody's he is out of control, man.
Whatever, dude. He's 4.
I don't care, man.
I totally understood
Very
the situation.
Disrespectful.
He couldn't grasp why she couldn't bring him sushi. Yeah. And I was like,
yeah, and
this
what 4-year-old wants to eat soup for lunch?
Right.
Give me a break. Yeah, first time I brought pho home for the kids, they were like, wait, what is this? What is all this, the veggies that you just put in? You just put grass all in my soup. What did you just do? I'm like, eat it.
Yeah.
They hated it.
Yeah. Wow.
I love it. So good.
I was embarrassed, but he's 4, and I had to remember. He's 4. He doesn't understand.
Yeah, 4 going on like 14.
Totally, totally different cultures. Okay. Tom Brady on the cover of Madden 18, and you know what that means. Brady's going down. A lot of people actually worried that he's going to fall prey to the Madden curse and get injured. It actually happens to a lot of players. You make the cover of Madden, your next season, terrible or injury plagued. It doesn't happen every single year. However, it has happened a lot. Like a lot. The curse buster, if you will, was Calvin Johnson. Megatron, he played all 16 games. He had 122 catches, 1,964 yards, 5 touchdowns. He was an all-pro. He was the, quote, curse buster when he put up some pretty historic numbers. Yeah, he did good. However, dating back, it didn't hit until 2001.
Ugh.
Eddie George, man, 2001. He hit the cover. He averaged 3 yards per carry.
Oh.
Now, here's the thing. The season immediately following it, he was one of the best backs in the NFL.
Okay.
Madden 2005, Ray Lewis.
He was the first defensive player to grace the cover of Madden. And man, he deserved it. In 2005, one of the most dominant players in league history. Best linebacker, continued to be on the field. Man, he... incredible.
So incredible.
And then the game came out. Anyways.
We'll see, man.
Lots of people getting injured. Lots of people going down. And here's the thing. Could Brady fall prey? Who knows? Who knows? His teammate, Rob Gronkowski, was last year's Madden cover boy, and he spent a lot of time on injured reserve, including the postseason. Obviously, the memes are coming in fast and furious style. Some people are suggesting that Roger Goodell get Brady on the cover. Others are joking that it was Brady's backup, Jimmy Garoppolo, who said, get Brady on the cover.
Yeah.
You know who's not scared of the curse? Tom Brady! He actually posted a video on Facebook where he does some pretty hilarious things.
I wanted to let you know that I'm going to be on the cover of Madden NFL 18. Now, I've heard there are some of you out there who might be worried about something called the Madden curse. There's no such things as curses. It's a total myth, okay? I feel like you're not really getting it. See? No curse. All good.
Mm-mm.
We got this.
Mm-mm.
Now, that video wasn't
glass.
As funny as the next one, because he shows up in a meeting wearing a bubble. Just to keep him safe, because all the executives are freaking out.
People
because,
are freaking out.
Yeah, he's on the cover of Madden. They don't want him to get injured.
I think it's safe to say we've gotten a bit overboard. There's no curse, and there's no need for this bubble. This thing's ridiculous. Chase, I know it's only your second week here, man. I love the effort. I love your creativity. But come on, guys. A TB12 performance safety bubble? I can't eat. I can't sleep. I can't even train.
It's so funny, guys. You got to watch
great.
The video.
And I'm not, I wasn't always a huge fan of Brady, but he's coming around, guys. It's pretty funny. What's interesting, though, in the first video, he breaks a hand mirror, and in the caption, he says they wouldn't allow him to break a full-length mirror. So, obviously, not everyone on Team Brady thinks curses are silly. He walks under a ladder. He tries to show people that curses aren't real. But...
oof.
It remains to be seen.
Yeah.
What's going to happen this season? Who knows?
Huh. We'll see.
Dude, moving on to yet another airline story. It's frustrating, man. How about this one? A family from New Jersey got kicked off a JetBlue flight earlier this month after they brought a birthday cake on.
Come fly with me. Let's fly.
That's right.
Let's fly away.
JetBlue reportedly has found a way to not only ruin her 40th birthday, but to prevent her from taking the trip that her family surprised her with for the special occasion. According to reports, the New Jersey family of four was forced to leave a plane for improperly storing a birthday cake they brought on board for a trip to Vegas. So, Cameron, his wife, Minta, and their two children were flying to Vegas from JFK earlier this month to celebrate her 40th birthday. Along with the luggage, they brought a buttercream cake to enjoy. Ooh. Once they landed in Nevada. I always get nervous when I say it. Is it Nevada or Nevada?
It's Nevada.
It is Nevada.
We've gone over this. How many times do I have to punch you in the arm?
But you've messed me up so much that I don't even remember how I say it. I say Nevada.
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 It's Nevada.
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 Is how they say it.
No, yeah. If you're from Nevada, you say Nevada.
I swear it's Nevada.
It's not Nevada.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
People from Nevada hate that.
Unfortunately, the cake ended up causing more problems than they would have anticipated, and the family claimed they received conflicting advice from crew members as to where they should store it. The airline claimed the family stored the cake in an improper fashion, and they refused to move it. The family, however, insisted they followed the instructions given to them by the cabin crew. Authorities were called to evaluate the situation and found that there was no wrongdoing on the part of the family. However, the family was still asked to leave the plane with their 7-year-old and 9-year-old. He moved the cake twice, each time complying with the request by flight attendants. They nicely asked him to remove it from a compartment. They moved it to another one. Wow. She asked him to move it to the underneath the seat in front of him. He did that. Another flight attendant came forward to confront the colleague and then involved the husband. They said you could see the gesture. She was pointing to her. Did you tell him he couldn't put anything in the overhead compartment? I approached them. I said everything was fine. She said, sir, this does not involve you. When she told me I had been non-compliant,
oh my gosh.
I said, ma'am, have you been drinking?
Oh.
Because your behavior is not normal. Eventually, JetBlue reps
had everyone on the full flight exit in order to evacuate, with many of the passengers taking the side of the family.
Well, yeah.
They were refunded for their tickets and reward points. Their luggage was collected by his mother-in-law in Vegas. They did not make the trip for her 40th anniversary.
I wonder if airlines are having special training.
I don't know, man.
Because after everything that's going on, you would think that every airline would have mandatory meetings where they change a few things. Because it's unbelievable, some of the stories that come out.
Yeah, what's impressive to me, as noted by a member of the Starmie, Dougie Doug says, how did they even get a cake on the plane? I can't even bring an 8-ounce bottle of shampoo, and they brought a full-size birthday cake?
Yeah, you could hide a bomb in there easy.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it had to go through the screening process.
You could hide a knife in there.
Well, of course, the family is filing a lawsuit against the airline. And he said, I want the flight attendant fired. She has no business serving the public. I hope JetBlue will retrain their staff and recreate a culture I once loved. They were able to book a flight via United and made it to Vegas the next day to celebrate her 40th birthday like they planned. Hopefully the experience with JetBlue didn't ruin the entire trip. They were still able to enjoy their time in Vegas together, which was nice.
Yeah, there's no way I'd ever bring a cake on a plane.
They brought a cake.
Why couldn't they have just gotten the cake when they got to Vegas?
That was intended to be the sequel for Sam Jackson's movie.
Oh.
All of these cakes on all of these planes.
Come fly with me. Let's fly
that
away.
Has that
been
resolved?
Yes, it's on a
phone.
It's right here.
It's
right
here.
This is crazy.
It's a cake. It's a cake.
Come fly with me. Let's fly
yep.
away.
They missed their flight. New American Idol is very close to landing.
Oh my gosh, this is unbelievable.
Katy Perry.
Ooh.
ABC says they are close to landing Katy Perry to be the main judge on American Idol. TMZ says they'll make it official today when they announce the schedule for next season at their upfront presentation.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
She's one of the big stars out there.
She's probably going to be the only judge they announce because the producers haven't even decided who they want for the other two spots.
The Rock.
The show is on a very tight budget. The Rock,
Heck
really.
Heck yeah, man. The Rock would be great. Yeah.
So they say after making a big splash with Katy, the other two spots are probably going to go with cheaper options.
Jack Black.
Like a songwriter and a music producer.
Joe Toth.
Yeah. Because think about this. You're trying to bring on Katy Perry, giant chunk of change.
Yeah.
And don't forget, Seacrest has not been ruled out of hosting American Idol. And you know that dude is going to command a large check. So between Katy Perry and Ryan Seacrest, that's probably all.
Yeah.
Yeah. For what it's worth, William Hung recently said he's willing to consider a judge.
Please, please let it be William Hung.
Why?
Please. He could host that show.
Okay.
He could do it.
By the way, he said also he does not think that Kelly Clarkson or Jennifer Hudson betrayed their show by signing up to be coaches on The Voice. And NBC had to jump in and insist that they didn't sign Kelly Clarkson or Jennifer Hudson to keep them from doing American Idol. They said they've been trying to book them for a very long time now, and the timing just happened to work out for them now.
Oh, good.
Yeah, right. Come on, man. American Idol's coming back, and The Voice, two of their judges are American Idol alumni.
Yeah, right.
I mean, come on. I see what's going on here. I see what's happening here.
I'm flowing.
No, that was Moana.
Oh.
Have you not seen Moana?
Nope. I haven't seen it yet.
But... Wait. Have you really not seen Moana?
Is it on DVD?
Yeah, dude.
Just let me borrow it.
Moana. I can't. Brody watches it literally every day.
Well, ask Brody for me. Hey, Brodster, can I borrow Moana?
No. No, you cannot. I'm saying no. Because he'll be nice and say yes. And then he'll be frustrated when he can't watch it because he doesn't understand what borrowing means.
You're weird with your stuff, man.
I mean...
You don't let me drive your car.
I love Moana. Moving on.
We got time for one more.
Oh, man. Kentucky. Guys, Kentucky is on its way to becoming Beautiful. The very first state with zero abortion clinics. There's only one left in the entire state.
Wow.
And officials say that the clinic has not complied with basic safety standards.
They report, according to New Life News, or Life News, I apologize, reports that the administration of Kentucky's conservative Christian governor, Matt Bevin, is working to end access to abortion in the state entirely.
No way.
Administration officials argue that EMW Women's Clinic, the last clinic open for business, is in violation of regulations that mandate the clinic obtain ambulance and hospital admittance privileges from a local hospital. So it's looking like they're going to be shutting down, and Kentucky will become the first state.
That's great, man.
Yes. That's pretty big news.
That is big news.
Thank you, Steve-O.
505-585-LIVE. If you want to text into the show, you can call us at 338-3700. Oh, man, we are approaching 9 o'clock this Monday.
Woo! Yeah, man.
It is tough. It is tough to live today.
No, stop it. It's not that bad.
Just want my bed. When we come back, Will Ferrell got invited to speak at a graduation, USC's graduation. And he threw down some Whitney Houston, Star Trek.
I can't wait to go over this.
Do that. We'll be right back. That's Paper Route Chariots at Star 88. Good morning. 9:07 on a Monday.
High today of 82 degrees. Taking a look at the roads right now. Everything's looking good, man. It's been a peaceful Monday morning. We had a couple accidents earlier, a disabled vehicle as well on I-25 and I-40, but everything's clear and smooth, no more congestion. You know, as we hit the 9 o'clock hour, the morning commute trims down. So, everything's looking clear, man. That's your look at traffic. Okay. Where did you get glow sticks?
They were right over here.
Okay.
It's like a whole box of them. You want some?
I think those are flares, actually, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You're going to want to be careful with those. Let's be real.
Welcome to the show, everybody. 505-585-LIVE, if you'd like to text into the show. You can call us, 338-3700. I think I just realized something. Not one person has called us this morning.
What?
Have we taken any phone calls?
Man, I hope Buck's still listening.
Oh. That's right. Wow.
Talked to him for like 10 minutes this morning.
Wow, you're right.
Via this technology called the telephone.
It's not like a,
My bad. He still counts.
My bad, guys. My bad. My bad, Buck. Sorry. Sorry, man.
Now he's going to call back in because he's got people who listen all the time to see if we're talking about him.
He listens all the time. Like, he listens to the whole show. No, he listens to the whole show.
No, he does not. Yeah, he doesn't have time.
Yeah, it's like he has spies. It's like Buck has spies. Whenever we say Buck's name, they text him and say, hey, they're talking about you.
That's true.
It is true. They're like spies. How is that not a spy? Does that happen to you when you're out and I talk behind your back?
What?
People text you and go, Dex is so talking behind your back right now.
You know what, man? I got to say, this is probably the first time in the history of ever I've never cared or been concerned. So like if I'm not here and you do a show without me, I don't listen.
Yeah.
I actually just go on vacation.
That's what you got to do.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I've never felt that way.
But what if someone texts you and is like, oh my gosh, you should hear what Dex is saying about you right now.
Then I'll know it's part of the show.
There you go. See? Of course. Like, what would I ever say behind your back that...
I don't know, man. What would you say? It's been a gossip-heavy show, man.
It's been a gossip-heavy show. It really has, you know? It's crazy. Anyways. Yeah, well, besides Buck, nobody else has called this morning.
That's true.
338-3700. Phone lines are open. Moms, tell us about your Mother's Day. Any moms out there have a bad Mother's Day? Do moms have bad Mother's Days? Does that happen? Because I feel like no matter what, I mean, I was reading a story this morning about a mom who, her child, she didn't like the card that her mom, that her daughter gave to her, so she slapped her.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful.
That is awful.
She went to jail, lost her kid. That's a bad Mother's Day right there. Good. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
A member of the Stormy just chimed in and said, hey, Buck, they're talking about you. Wait, this is wrong number. Ignore this text. Please ignore this text.
That's good. That's good.
I do think sometimes it's difficult, you know, when Father's Day rolls around. I have a hard time. I mean, I'm a father now, so I get to celebrate that as a dad, but it's still difficult for me because I lost my father. So I know that there are people out there who lost their mother that even as a mother, it's still hard, you know? And so, yeah, I definitely think that not everybody out there was like, yeah, man, this is the best day.
You okay?
Well, honestly.
Cry me a river, yeah.
Now I'm good.
Oh, good. Good. Buck, is this you?
Morning, fellas.
Oh! What are you doing?
How you guys doing, man?
Good,
what
man.
What are you up to?
Good, good. Just cleaning the house, everything. I was hearing the violin music playing for you guys. There's only one phone call, so I thought I'd give you a holler.
Yeah, it's been a really slow Monday. I think everybody's super tired. I'm tired. The energy's down.
Mother's Day weekend. People did a lot of big things.
I cooked last night.
Yeah, come on.
So
it's not bad.
Got to take care of mama, man.
Yeah, Negatron
I took care of
over
two
here.
Wives. I took care of two wives last night.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, I have two wives.
Oh, man. Yeah, somebody just chimed in and said,
I don't know if that's something you should talk about on a Christian station.
I just dumped it. Nobody
heard
it.
Somebody said it was, you know, it wasn't a bad Mother's Day, but I'm just saying my husband made me toast. Toast? He made me toast.
What? Is that, I don't understand. You need, that person needs
heartbreak
to tell us more.
No, heartbreak emoji, cry face emoji.
Huh.
Yeah, toast.
That's better than nothing, right?
Well, I mean, that's one way to look at that situation.
Depends. Was it burnt? Did they even like try with the toast? Did they butter it?
What if he just sucked at cooking and like he avoided a stomach ache for her?
Yeah,
I mean, maybe
it's a good possibility.
I'm just going on a limb there,
man. Well, it's good to hear your voice, man.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you guys, man. It's been a while, but hope everything's going well, shaping up for the summer.
Heck yeah, man. Heck yeah. You know what? I was in Santa Fe, and I should have hit you up the other day.
What?
Dang it, bro. Come by the car wash. Come get some service.
You got it, buddy. Okay. I'll be up there next year.
Yeah, right. Oh, man.
All right, man. Thanks for checking in.
Cool, fellas. Have a great day.
Later, buddy. There we go. 338-3700. Thank you for chiming in. So easy. Please, the person who texted in the toast thing, I need more on that. Like, why did he only give you toast? What is the deal with that?
I don't know. Dave's chimed in and said that his bride woke up to a few items he'd never purchased from IKEA.
Huh.
She got to stay home sans kids while we went to visit my parents and then off to Chipotle for dinner, topped off with a visit by one of her best friends after the kids went to bed. All things she wanted.
Beautiful.
That's awesome.
That is cool.
My son Luke gave my bride two W's yesterday for Mother's Day. That's all she said she wanted, was for Luke to win both games. And they scored 34 runs in two games.
Wow.
They won the first game 17-4, and they won the second game 17-11.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Against like their rivals.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Pretty good day, all things considered, for the 11U hooligans.
338-3700. Thank you for calling. Good morning. Turn that radio down. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Welcome.
Is this Start 88?
It sure is, buddy.
Welcome to the Morning Invasion. What can we do for you?
Is it?
Oh, man. Say it. Say it, Dex. Tell him. Tell him, man. Say it.
Hang up on yourself.
Oh. Boom!
Whoa. That didn't come out very... Hold on.
Great.
Hang up on yourself.
Now I'm mad because you blew the line and I still hit the button because I was like going out strong.
Well, I hope he calls back.
Why?
Because. Because, man.
So you can like get the line out correctly this time?
Yeah.
It's your line.
Yeah. I want to try it again.
You know, this morning you've been complaining that nobody's been calling in, and I just realized your big quote is hang up on yourself. And maybe, just maybe, there's something to that being the reason why nobody likes.
I rarely say it anymore after I found out Buck came up with it.
Nobody likes calling in.
Good morning.
Who is this?
Okay.
Who's this?
Hang up on yourself.
Still not the best. Would you consider that a good line? Like, would you hang up on yourself?
No, I was super confused when you said that. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Is this Steve-O?
I mean, it's the morning invasion.
Just roll with it, man.
Welcome to the show.
Okay.
You are live on the air.
I'm a FedEx driver, so it's an honor to hear myself on the show.
Nice.
Oh, thanks for listening, man.
Yeah, man.
I just want to say that I went to go see you guys at the Chris Tomlin concert. And you guys weren't there.
How do you know?
Dude, the wind blew us away.
How do you know, man? There were a lot of people there. Thousands.
Did you see that? Thousands.
I went to your stand.
Oh.
What? The outside one or the inside one?
The inside.
Oh, the inside one. Yeah, we were outside. And then the wind like picked up and blew everything away. And we were chasing it into the streets of Rio Rancho. Never to return.
Dude, Daniel ratted y'all out. He's like, they're not here. They were never here. They went home.
Well, come on, man.
I mean that's not true.
We work crazy hours, man. We work crazy hours.
Dude, I was super excited to see y'all.
I'm sorry.
And well, I got free laser tag out of it.
Oh, here's the best part. You are a driver, so you can go to Phoenix. Drive 8 hours. Just hang out with us there. That's our next thing, I think.
Yeah, you going to come to Phoenix?
I mean, come on. Come to Phoenix.
No, I deliver in Santa Fe. I don't actually drive from one place to the other. I just deliver.
Oh, okay.
How was the show? How was the Chris Tomlin show? Was it good?
I was real hesitant. I actually bought it last second, at 4 o'clock, because I was like, is it worth $30? And it was worth everything.
Nice.
Yeah, I told you.
It's good to hear.
That's
people chiming in.
Best worship experience.
Saying it was a pretty phenomenal show, so I love it.
Yeah, it was legit. I'll give it that.
Man.
It was pretty
good.
Good, man.
Dude. So cool. You drive a ginormous truck in Santa Fe where the roads are crazy. So, congratulations.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty much a hero. Kind of like you guys.
I don't know
if you can call us a hero.
All right, guys. Well, I got to get back to work. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, FedEx. Buddy.
Love that.
FedEx driver. I'm not even kidding. I'm not even being funny.
Always wanted to be a FedEx driver?
Oh, yeah, or what? UPS or whatever. Just the big old... And then here's your package. Because everybody's excited because you're delivering the goods, man. People have been waiting for this.
Huh.
That new thing they got from Amazon or whatever, you know?
Yeah, but it's... Well, I guess if you have... If
you get to listen to good music all day. Yeah. And then you just... Boop! Big truck. I'm not even being funny. I had a friend who was a UPS driver. And I always wanted that gig.
I met a guy.
I have no idea.
I met a guy who had to have knee surgery because the UPS truck that he drove, it was a clutch. So he was it wasn't a very good clutch, but he was constantly pushing the clutch in. He had messed up his knee over the years.
I mean, I guess if
he made millions from UPS. Yeah, I made that up. He didn't make millions at all. All right, Will Ferrell spoke at USC's graduation on Friday. I love when celebrities do this every once in a while. He told them, quote, "I just want you to know you will never be alone on whatever path you may choose. If you do have a moment where you feel down, just think about the support you have from this great Trojan family. Imagine me, literally picture my face, singing the song gently into your ear." Then he began to sing.
If I... should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go.
He also sang the Star Trek theme.
My stand-up act was based mostly on material derived from watching old episodes of Star Trek. My opening joke was to sing the opening theme to Star Trek.
He's so funny. He's so funny.
I mean, I was waiting.
I hit the wrong button. I shut it off. I shut off the wrong button. Now I have to start the clip completely over.
Why would
love you?
Wrong button again. Dang it.
My stand-up act was based mostly on material derived from watching old episodes of Star Trek. My opening joke was to sing the opening theme to Star Trek.
No kidding.
Not even funny, just weird. But I didn't care. I was just trying to throw as many darts at the dartboard, hoping that one would eventually stick.
That's beautiful. Will Ferrell, everybody.
Where was this?
USC.
Okay.
Yeah. He spoke at their graduation, tried to inspire them. You know, a lot of graduations are happening. I know a lot of the Starmie out there, there's a lot of people that are graduating high school. They're graduating college around this time. What if you could give them one piece of advice, Steve-O?
Oh, gosh.
What would it be?
Really?
Yes.
You don't prepare me for anything, and I'm supposed to give them one piece of advice?
We'll talk about it tomorrow on the show.
Okay.
That was a tease.
Somebody else just actually said, hey, today is my husband's birthday. He's 35, hates growing older, quite fearful of it. Do you have any words of wisdom for him? See? Everybody's putting me on the spot. Just words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom, man. Let's hear it.
I don't have any.
Why?
Where are they graduating from?
Does it matter?
Yeah, I mean, high school? College? Did they get their degree? Did they land that gig they want?
Set yourself free.
What? What?
National American University. Gosh.
Man, it is a Monday for Dex.
Sorry, whenever somebody says degree, that song pops in my head. Oh. Hate that song.
You watch too much terrible television.
Well, it's daytime television.
I can tell by the commercials you have memorized.
Well, how do you know them then? You're in the same boat as me when you go home.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, that jingle. That jingle is stuck in everybody's head.
It's because they still have the same commercials from when I was like in my early 20s.
Get your
not
degree,
doing anything during the day.
Set yourself free. National American University.
Is that what you did, buddy? Did you set yourself free? Did you get your degree?
Sure.
What sure piece did. Of advice would you give to a graduate, man? Do you have some advice?
I do have advice. Long ago, a young man from the junkyard laid rest to his salvage and moved south to the desert with only a microphone in one hand, a sword in the other. He slayed the dragons of the north.
What are you doing?
Well, you want me to finish the story or not, man?
I mean, you're like that guy where they're like, why did we hire this dude for the graduation ceremony? I thought you said he was a speaker. What is this foolishness?
As the whispers in the night frolicked underneath his feet. The rain guttered beneath him, entrenched in thorns of bushes meleeed on him. A fair lady was chosen to choose his hand,
As she cut it off,
okay,
she ran away into the brisk winter's mist.
What does this have to do with graduating?
Do you want me to finish the story or not, man? It's a great story.
As she willered her way through Frontington of Monnington Lodge, the dwarfs made way through the fire of brimstone and arc to propose a challenge.
You don't have an ending. You're so stupid.
You don't want to know what the challenge is? This story's getting better.
You're just making stuff up.
Oh, there is nothing more real about this story.
The challenge, man, the challenge.
Oh, yes. The challenge was the Duke of Junkyard followed the fair lady through volcanic eruptions, through earthquakes and beyond, through star fields and galaxies. Oh, he caught up to that lady. Excuse me. That fair lady.
Fair maiden.
That fair maiden. She threw his hand into a plug of firewood.
Okay, I don't know. I'm done. I got nothing.
I knew it.
Well, I mean, there's some big words in there like plogs and...
Somebody said my toddlers love Dex. He'd be perfect to speak at their pre-K graduation ceremony.
Did I just get booked? Did I just get hired? I just got hired.
Somebody said, I leave for an hour and I tune into some strange stuff going down on the old morning invasion. Oh, somebody else said, this music is great. Thanks, Dex. Great advice.
You're welcome.
Another said, wow, I take back what I said earlier. 600 radio stations is a bad idea.
Yep, see? Told you. Yep, over 600 Christian radio stations we're going to be broadcasting on.
Yep, coming up in June.
Yeah, Greg Laurie. Man, I don't know, man. Someone needs to tell that guy what's really going on. I mean,
somebody else said your accent has changed 3 times.
Yeah, you know,
since the story began. Anyways. 3.
Guys, we are way late.
Twice.
Now. We are way late.
Thrice. My advice, enjoy the ride, man. Make plans, prepare. That's why you went to college, right? To get that degree, because there's something you feel called to. But leave the door open knowing that at any time, God's pretty good at changing plans. So enjoy it, dude.
It's a good call, man.
For real. You think I had it in my brain planned out to do radio? Not even a little bit. But it's been a fun night.
Are you wrapping it up?
Until the morn. I'll see you later. Oh, we still have 30 minutes. Dang.
Well.
Nah, I'm out. I'm done. You know,
if you're looking for a good university... I got one for you. Remember there was a ninja shortage? Oh. There's an actual ninja university.
Learn the ancient art of ninjutsu at Ninja Technical University.
One day at night, ninja training's all right. Online, anytime, throwing stars are just fine. Get your degree. Kill your enemy at Ninja Technical University.
Here's your chance to become a stealthy assassin using throwing stars, katanas, smoke bombs, and poison.
Yeah.
Ninja Technical University will provide you with dark clothing, a face mask, and job placement assistance. Here's what Michelangelo the Mutant Turtle had to say.
Cowabunga.
And learn from the world's leading martial arts masters, like Scorpion from Mortal Kombat.
Get over here!
Be a full-time ninja one day a week. Call 1-800-FINISH-HIM. That's 1-800-FINISH-HIM.
Get your degree. Kill your enemy at Ninja Technical University.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way these 600 stations are ever going to allow us. We're done. We're going to wrap it up.
So much.
going on in the news today.
Virginia Senator Mark Warner says Attorney General Jeff Sessions should not be interviewing candidates for FBI director. The ranking Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee called it inappropriate because Sessions pledged to recuse himself from investigations into Russian interference in the election.
For an administration that says there's no smoke there, boy, oh boy, they are creating more of this smoke.
Marvel and Disney's Guardian of the Galaxies Volume 2 continues to take the top spot. The film has earned $246 million domestically in just 2 weeks.
A large low pressure system continues to spin off the coast of New England. This will bring strong gusty winds and isolated areas of flooding along the coast. The heaviest rainfall is targeting Maine.
Europe's police agency now says Friday's malware attack has hit at least 150 countries.
North Korea launches another missile.
The Stanley Cup Conference Finals are in full swing.
Pass me my game hen. Thank you.
Your what?
My game hen.
Okay. Thanks to you and your crazy stories, we have lots of questions coming in for different kinds of advice.
Oh.
So thanks for that.
What do you
All
got?
For me.
What do you got?
I've got a good one, and I've got some good advice on the way.
That you're not going to share right now?
Do you want me to share right now? Oh. You haven't even done the time or the weather.
Oh, my bad, guys.
Like
my
traffic.
Bad.
Traffic.
9:41. Welcome to the show.
Got a shtick, man.
Welcome to the program.
82 degrees when I tell that Dex, please.
Traffic.
Traffic is dope, yo. It's all clear in the heow. That's your look at traffic. Dizzle. Dexter.
Traffic!
This music just gets me amped up to freestyle.
Beautiful.
I'm a rhyming machine. Thanks to you and your graduation soon, people have been chiming in with different questions.
Talk to me.
Coming far and wide throughout the galaxies. Which, by the way, that lady in the news said Guardian of the Galaxies.
Yeah, Guardian of the
and
Galaxies.
And it's multiple Guardians, un galaxy. Okay? Not singular Guardian, numerous galaxies. Although there are. Yeah, I don't know. My boy Thigpen in Brooklyn said that was the most mom thing ever.
Yes, it was.
Guardian of the Galaxies, I hear it's amazing. One gentleman chimed in on the live line, 505-585-LIVE. Steve-O, I'm planning to propose to my girlfriend soon. Any advice?
Oof, I don't know if you should be giving that advice.
Nah, dog. My proposal was pretty dope. However, I'm going to take a backseat to this incredible story I found.
Talk to me.
An Australian woman was surprised to learn that her boyfriend had tricked her into carrying around her own engagement ring for more than a year. This is the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Okay.
Anna and Terry, they're a couple in Tasmania, Australia. They'd been dating for 1 year when she received a necklace as a gift. Terry told ABC News, I'd always loved the idea of giving someone a gift where they didn't know its true value until years later.
No way.
So check this out. See this necklace? He gifted her what he described as a spiral shell necklace made from pine. A little pine necklace, right?
Okay.
Really sweet.
All right.
She wore it every day, everywhere they went, pretty much never took it off. He says he did worry about it at times, for instance, when they went through airport security for the first time. Still, she had no idea what was inside until more than a year later. They traveled to Scotland in April. They were trekking the Smoo Cave.
Ooh, the Smoo Cave?
And that's when Terry finally decided to tell her what had been hidden in her beloved necklace for over a year. Quote, before we actually went down to the cave, I asked if I could have the necklace to take some photos of it among the rocks, which gave me a quick chance to break the seal with a knife. Look at this.
Wow.
When he returned, the necklace, he opened it to reveal the engagement ring that had been inside of her necklace for over a year!
That's incredible.
His now fiancé replied, wait, it's been in there the entire time? Of course, she also said yes. The moment was captured in a YouTube video that's now gone viral because, come on, man!
That's pretty cool.
Quite the romance! That dude took a year! And just knew that you knew that you knew! So he gave her a gift, and a year later... Oh, man.
That's beautiful.
So good. So good.
They don't have awful, though, if she would have lost the necklace.
Right? Because it was just kind of locked inside.
Yeah.
You had to crack it in half. And inside, it was hollowed out. He had hollowed it out perfectly to fit her wedding ring.
Yeah.
That he had bought for her over a year ago.
That's pretty cool, man.
Anyways, if you'd like to try and find the YouTube video... I don't know. Search for dude hides wedding ring in woman's necklace engagement thing for over a year.
In Australia.
In Australia.
Just search that and you'll find it.
Yeah, guys. Man.
You'll find it.
Woman easy. Engaged after wearing her engagement ring hidden in a necklace for a year. That's it.
That's it.
Boom.
You know what?
It's nailed
easy.
It.
It's easy.
So there you go, advice man. That's got to be one of the cooler engagements I've ever heard.
That's pretty cool.
She was holding her engagement ring for over a year.
I didn't. I was going to say I had a pretty good engagement. But, yeah. It's pretty lame.
I mean... come on, this guy got over a year of
planning.
Can't even
compare to that.
Nah, dude, that's awesome. She held her own engagement ring for over a year. And the cool thing is she obviously cherished the necklace, took care of it. And so a year later, he goes, it was on her neck the entire time. It's like a Cadbury cream egg instead of, like, having really gooey sugar death inside. It was an engagement ring.
How many women do you think are listening right now that have... a necklace.
That they're going to take a hammer to.
That they're going to break open right
Don't
now.
Don't do that, moms.
Take a hammer to it. Find
do
out.
Not.
Find out. If there's a ring in there, it's true love. It's meant to be. It's meant to be, man.
Okay. So my advice for that dude, take some time planning it out.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
That's good.
Like, seriously, take some time. This is the biggest step in your relationship in the history of ever.
Yeah.
Don't go cheesy on like a Titantron. You know, Dex?
I don't know what you're talking about there.
Whatever. That's how you propose, man. At the Golden State Warriors game when they were beating the Cavs.
Yeah?
And you got down on one knee at that basketball game and said, girl... you're a hole in one. And they said, that's golf, dummy. And she was like, I love him anyway.
What are you talking about?
Your engagement story. It was terrible.
No, Steph Curry came out with the ring. That's what happened. It was in a basketball. He shot a three-pointer. The ball exploded and the ring appeared.
Oh, man.
That's what happened.
Yeah, that's still pretty lame.
Still paying that one off. It only cost me $30,000 to get Steph Curry.
Speaking of crazy costs, somebody said if she would have lost a necklace, would he have still married her? I mean,
well, come on.
Who knows?
Yeah, of course.
She didn't. That's the point. It's a love enduring forever.
Here's the thing.
And ever until one is dead.
Do you tell, let's say she lost the necklace as the guy who came up with this great plan, do you tell her that the engagement ring was in the necklace?
Wait, what do you mean?
So let's say she loses the necklace but has no idea.
Oh, right.
So I guess I got to start over and get another ring. Or do you tell her, hey, dumb, you lost my engagement ring.
No, maybe that was it. Maybe that was kind of the thing. It was like he wants someone who will take care of this.
And if they can't, they're not the
then
one.
Then they're not the one. Then it wasn't meant to be. So he puts it in the necklace to hide it for a year. Imagine the anxiety for an entire year going, yes. Man, I hope she doesn't accidentally like crack that thing, pop it open. What happens if she loses it? What happens if... And then she didn't in that fateful day on the shores of Scotland. He proposes.
Reminds me of a story about a young man
named King Arthur.
Oh my gosh.
He was a squire boy. He roamed the villages, patted through the vines of the Loxbury farms.
The what?
He pined the farms of the Loxbury farms. Where he came across the thrones of time. The sword in the stone is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, I know. Speaking of rad stories, a member of the Starmy just chimed in and said, "Psh, that's nothing. I had a surgeon put her engagement ring in the abdomen. And in about a year, she's going to start complaining about pain and go get an x-ray. Boom! Surprise! Will you marry me?"
Beautiful. Great idea, man. Great idea.
That's called an abdomen engagement ring.
Go. Get out. Put your headphones down now.
I think I'm clever.
Ooh, I got an idea. I got it. This is what you do. You hide the ring in a truffle.
No, dude.
She eats it.
You don't think she would, like, bite down on the truffle? Just saying.
Well, it's a good call.
Somebody said, I think Steve needs to be more worried about Dex telling stories in Arizona. That would be our boy Blake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Little fearful.
Yeah, if you didn't know, we're going to be broadcasting on over 500, maybe 600.
Yeah.
600
stations
across the country.
I wish you would have said stations across the nations.
Is it all around the world, or is it just here
all
in our country?
The world, is it all around the world? Statues crumble for Steve.
Is it all around the world?
I think it's just America.
Sure,
I'm not actually.
Harvest America. Well, it is Harvest America. So yeah, Harvest America. They've invited us to do the pre-show. The pre-show for Harvest America. You know, Greg Laurie.
Phil Wickham's going to be there.
Yeah.
Mercy Me.
Like the biggest Christian
Need
bands
to
on earth.
Breathe?
Yeah.
Stoked about that.
Thousands and thousands of people are going to be huddled into University of Phoenix Stadium. They asked us to do the pre-show on over 600 radio stations. Whose idea was that, Chip?
The capacity within University of Phoenix Stadium, just in the stands, is 63,400.
Sweet
Not
idea.
Not including the actual football field where people will also be.
Yeah.
So we're going to be, you know, in front of, you know, maybe 70,000 people, not including the millions and millions listening around the world.
Guys, all I'm saying is it's not a good idea. I've been trying to talk them out of this.
Fantastic idea.
I don't know what they're thinking. I don't think Greg Laurie knows what he's getting into.
Man, you've got a friend in me. I'll make sure we...
Well, good news is, if something crazy happens, which I'm pretty sure something's going to happen with this guy next to me, we're gonna be famous because we'll go viral. That's our way to get famous, man.
Okay.
When you say a naughty word and 600 stations have to dump the programming...
Nobody's dumping anything.
We'll make Fox News.
Somebody just chimed in and said, will we get to hear the pre-show? Absolutely. We're broadcasting live. We will be broadcasting live.
There's certain words you can't say.
I know!
You can't say gosh.
You can say...
Nope. It's on the list. I have a whole list that I got from
Daniel.
What
if you're telling a story about Oshkosh B'gosh?
Nope.
Do you remember that?
I'd have to dump you.
I'm wearing my Oshkosh B'gosh overalls.
You can't say that.
Overalls?
You can't even say overalls, man. Christians can't wear overalls. You're gonna have to just probably not say anything. That's what's gonna happen. Answer that phone. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. This is Wire Guy. How are you?
What up, Wire Guy?
How are you?
Oh my gosh, guys! I just want to thank you, both of you.
For what?
My wife was relieved to go to that concert this weekend.
Yes,
got the tickets. It was beautiful. It was awesome. It? She doesn't. She's a little less bitter because of you guys. Thank you.
Oh,
so
that's good,
very
man.
Much.
Good. I'm glad you had a great time.
Yeah. Yeah, and just a side note, I was standing with Clopez when he texted you from the concert.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. Him and the Tribe of Brian.
Yeah,
My goodness, that thing. There's a ton of kids.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a Pied Piper there. But, yes, guys, thank you so much, man. It was so amazing. Concert
good.
Was wonderful. And you guys are great. I think you guys are going to bomb, but, I mean, it's going to be awesome to watch and hear.
It's going to be like Robin Williams' very first stand-up comedy routine. It was terribly tragic.
Yeah.
It really was.
But, I mean, well, good luck with that.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Wire Guy.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Have a great day.
Take care.
All right.
Yeah, you know? I can picture us on over 600 radio stations. 70,000 people are watching us from University of Phoenix Stadium.
They made the impossible. Excuse me.
Oh, no. Dude.
Have you
ever been to Arizona?
It's so hot.
The water there flows like root beer.
What?
Yeah, man. See? Already taming it down for Christian radio.
Yeah.
I'm getting prepared. You'll be fine. We're going to be hydrated. It's going to be good.
Will they allow me to sing?
No. I don't think so. I mean, give us a taste.
Last night, out of the blue, called my mother and asked, how are you? She said, I hardly hear from you. How come you never call me? I just laughed and said, I don't know.
Beautiful.
You are literally the worst.
Mother's Day just ain't the same.
I could play a whole montage of Dex's hits. Greg Laurie. I'm going to get this approved.
Coming for you, man.
I'm going to open
We're
up
coming
for Chris.
For you.
Chris Tomlin. I'm going to introduce Chris Tomlin. I'm just going to bust out some of my hits, man.
I love it.
Don't stop being mom.
Oh, gosh.
I could be like, don't stop being Tomlin.
New low, man. Yeah. New low.
New low.
That's okay.
Oh, is it already that time to go?
Yes, okay. Thankfully. Thankfully, we are good.
Thank goodness.
We are good to go.
This show is a complete trade wreck. Don't even go to the podcast. Steve was not even going to put it up. It was just such a train wreck.
Wow. I mean,
it was actually a pretty good show. Just kidding. We talked about gossip. We talked about, what else did we talk about? I don't know. It's Monday. I don't even remember what we did.
Are you kidding, man? It was
baby
a big
names.
Show.
We did baby names. A lot of people naming their kids Kylo. After Kylo Ren from Star Wars.
Heck yeah, man. Heck yeah, man.
We found out why JetBlue kicked off a family over a cake. We heard from Will Ferrell. He sang some Whitney Houston. Anything else? What else did we talk about? Hello. Hello.
That's basically it.
See, this is my worry, man.
You nailed it, man.
It's my worry.
You nailed it.
Have a safe Monday. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. We got a big show planned for you guys. I'm going to go to bed.
Okay.
We'll see you tomorrow.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.